Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Brace yourself as Grudge, Kink, and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run with your brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817. Brace yourself as Grudge, Kink, and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killers, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run with your brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Computer here. I'll be on top of that. All right, let me see what I got here now. There we go. All right. It is February 25th. It's Monday. You're on the Grudge Inc. Jay Barnes Monday Night Show. And I want everybody to know, I don't know if that's, I got to mute a couple of mics already. I got to stop this noise right quick. I think that that might have been Meatball's mic was open making that noise, but I don't know if y'all can hear it or not, but I'm getting a lot of static in my side. But either way, we got to do what we got to do. All right. Well, let's start off. First and foremost, let me get here. Let me see. Y'all do know that this weekend coming up, we got the we're going the invasion of Louisiana. Y'all heard us play the advertising for it. Y'all Boomer over there, and I'm gonna get Boomer on a little bit later to talk about it. I think we're gonna have an excellent turnout. We got people coming from all over the country. That's what Grudge Inc. do, bring people in from all over. So and for y'all, the show is full. The show was full before we got started. So that's a good thing, too. Let us know that we're saying and promoting the right thing. I want to say, for y'all that don't know, I want to give a shout out to Dog, Willie Dog. He had a benefit raise this weekend. I think that, I hope that it went well for him. I hadn't had a chance to talk about it, but again, I really hope that it went well for him. And, and for all y'all that don't know, if y'all still need to help Willie Dog out and Street King, you can still contact them individually. Now, don't think that you got to always go through. If you couldn't help them, then you can always go to them individually and help them out. But now, there are other people out here too. I want y'all to know that got some car trouble. I don't want y'all to think that Street King and Willie Dog are the only ones with trouble. You know the Gangsta Boo is down. The Gangsta Boo is down. Lil Tony was down there for a minute. Beers was down for a minute. DJ Grant was down for a minute. It's a list. You know, you can always donate. You can always donate to your local Grudge Racing. He always need help. And so y'all make sure that y'all contact him. And I'm gonna get Willie Dog on in a little bit. Street King, I don't have his number. But also, let me go down. I want to give out the props. All right, this weekend, these are the people that get big props. Big props goes to Gigantor. It was his day in the sun yesterday. Props out to Gigantor. They said Gigantor showed up and showed out. And I think they said that he put, I hadn't confirmed this, but they said that he put about four different guys on the trailer, including Lil Red Riding Hood and 007. And as well as Rambo. Y'all deal with me, we'll talk about that. The also, who get props? 007 gets the props of the day. 007 gets the props of the day. 007, with the small block truck was taking on back half big block. So, the props of the day go to 007 Lil Red Riding Hood for going up against a back half big block.
Yeah, back
half. I don't know. Lady, did you hear all that noise in the ground? I don't know. But either way, so I'm going to get, Lady, would you get 007 on for me too? Bring him on, but close his mic up. I don't want him talking yet, but I do want him on. But all the props, I'm going back over the props again. Gigantor, it was his day in the sun at over in Jackson, South Carolina yesterday. He showed up and showed out. 007 not only took on a back half big block, So we're going to give him props for doing that. But he also got a win. I'll let you know who that win was over. I heard props go to the White Boys. The White Boys showed up in Jackson, South Carolina yesterday. And the fact that they were testing, I was told they were blowing the tires, couldn't get down the track. And still, nobody would try to lock them in. Oh, that's something that we got to talk about. That the White Boys showed up, could not get down the track, and nobody still would lock in with them. So that's a testament of how good those guys are and how scared people are to try them. But also, shout goes out to Real Tree. My man, Doodoo, he was over testing, trying to make sure everything was working. And I think they did pretty good. They're getting ready for this weekend. Doodoo, excellent driver. Real Tree, a real grudge racer. You know, trying to knock off all the G-bodies he can. I think they were there testing, making sure that the car was working, going straight. So my props out to them. And but let's just move on down the line a little bit here. All right. We got to holler the Midwest. Ride or Die Racing. Ride or Die Racing. They're going to do any racing in 2013. Ride or Die. Give me a call. Are you going to do any racing in 2013, or is it ride or dead? I mean, if it's ride or dead, you know, just let me know. And then this is a person that a lot of us might not know. This person is named the Mexican Executioner, a.k.a. Dome. The Mexican Executioner. Will he live up to the talk? Y'all look out. Coming to a track near you. The Mexican Executioner. That's a name that y'all will get to know pretty soon. Look for him soon. All right. Moving on down to my list here. Never Scared. Do Never Scared Fear have the Great Goose? We ain't heard from the Great Goose. We ain't seen the Great Goose. Never Scared. What's up with the Great Goose? Bill McConey's Mustang. Have the Bill McConey Mustang been put in the museum? Y'all find out. Let me know a little something. Let me know a little something. All right. This is just in. This is just in. You do know Little Tony is on his way to making Georgia to the zoo. Carrying all of Detroit, Michigan on his back, trying to make sure that he represents Michigan. Y'all know y'all everybody wanna call Little Tony ATM, but he's gonna do some withdrawing. Little Tony said he's gonna do some withdrawing this weekend. All right. Also, Bad Company. Bad Company. Where you at, Bad Company? Is Bad Company taking over Michigan? Is Bad Company taking over Michigan? Everybody know Bad Company came down and showed out on over at Jackson, y'all know that Bad Company went down and showed out in Jackson, South Carolina, and so are they trying now to take over Michigan? That's something, you know. Y'all give me a call. Let me know what's going on with that. And for y'all that don't know, there was a fellow by the name of Bandit out the Midwest. But he never raced anybody that fit like him. My question is, if anybody can call in and let me know, will Bandit ever race somebody that fits like him? Please let me know. That's important news I need to know. All right, moving on down a little bit further. We're going to have David Floyd on a little bit later. He's going to talk about the race that he got coming up. Y'all know that race is a who's who event. Somebody will be there, proving that they are the baddest man on 28. So we'll let David Floyd talk about that a little bit later. And let me move on down to a little bit here. see what else we got. Again, on the the ninth, on the ninth, in at No Problem Raceway, Bruce Inc. is invading Louisiana, and Boomer is hosting that event, and he will be on a little later. But from my list here, we got Little Red. I'm sorry, we got the 901 Bad Boys. We got Don Mac, Gadget, Lil Tony, King Biz, Lil Johnny, and the Louisiana Boys, Big Drag, and that all motor. Tom Sportsman, the Mississippi Nightmare, and we got a special travel alert. A special travel alert. Coup Performance is invading Louisiana, so Coup Performance is also traveling. Along with that, David Floyd will be in. For y'all that don't know, David Floyd will be in Louisiana on March the 9th, along with the one and only, the attorney himself, Tight Man says he's going over. Yeah, he's been locked in on a couple of races, and he's going over to show up and show out. Let me give, y'all do know that Tony Bynes is my program director, and I'll get him on in a few minutes. But let me go down the list here of what happened, of what I was told that happened. Hold on. Somebody said they sold the Grey Goose. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm told that they I was told they don't sold the Grey Goose now. Lady, would you try to get the number one stunner on? Please don't open up the mic, because you'll start talking before I get finished with my little intro. I need Lil Tony on, and I need Boss Bynes on, but please keep the mic closed until I go down my all my little information I got here. All right, I'd like to give a special thanks. I'd like to give a special thanks to and hold on, y'all. That's been confirmed. The Grey Goose have been sold, so we're gonna leave them up. We'll give them a pass on that. But let me go down this list. I got to give a special thanks out to Tight Man and Dolomite. Tight Man and Dolomite, they went to Jackson, South Carolina yesterday and to visit Willie Dog and Street King, the benefit race. So I want to give Dolomite and Tight Man a special thanks for representing Grudge King at that event, and we'll get a chance to talk to them a little bit later. Also, we'll get a chance to talk to Willie Dog, but I would like to thank them for going and representing Grudge Inc., and so I appreciate them. That's a special thanks. All right, y'all know, let me get to my Tony Bynes segment, Lady A, if you will, make sure you get Tony Bynes on, but don't open this mic. Let me go through my notes first, and then we'll get a rebuttal and a drag race report from him. Now, this is my, ladies and gentlemen, this is my, y'all know Tony Bynes is the Grudge Racer of the Year, 2 years running. He's a man amongst men when it comes to grudge racing. So I have to give him, he also, he represents that title very well. So I want to give my props to him. However, this year I'm a little worried about it, so that's why I'm talking about it. You know, I think that that the 901 Bad Boys is out to get him, you know, trying to take him over now. And so this is my segment on, and the reason I'm talking about it is because he is the Grudge Racer of the Year. Now, whoever falls in that slot, that's a slot that you get closely examined. And so if whoever's in that slot, you'll still get examined, not just Tony Bynes, but anybody. So now, let me go over this right quick. I got here now. I'm looking at the last six events that I knew of. The last six events that I knew of. I'm gonna start with. All right, I'm gonna let y'all know this. The last six events that I'm thinking about is the first one was County Line Dragway in Mississippi. I mean Miami. Y'all know, Big Low went to Big Low came off the trailer and did something to Rambo. All right. Moneymaker. I'm sorry. I got to read my notes. Moneymaker. Big Low came off the trailer and did something to Moneymaker on County Line. That's race number one. Race number two. Hold on. Let's go back to race number one. Let me see. Race number one. All right. That's the only racing that we show in my report that we show for Primetime Crew. Okay. Now we're moving on to West Palm Beach. The West Palm Beach. Now, we counting that race. That was the second of my six races to the county. All right. Again, the Grudge Race of the Year, the great one, Tony Bynes. T5 did something serious to it in Rambo. So, I don't know. All right. So, that's two races. The Florida boys kind of gained up on Tony. They beat Moneymaker in County Line. They beat Rambo in West Palm. All right, that's two of the six races. Now, let me see. Hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. I got breaking news. It's not Tony Boss Bynes. It's Tony Employee Bynes. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get this stuff right. Tony Employee Bynes has I'm going over his race report. Now let me finish. Tony Employee Bynes. All right. Then we're moving on. We did. First race was County Line down in Miami. Big Low went to him. Second race, West Palm Beach, T5 went to him. All right, moving on up to Lena, Mississippi. All right, and Lena, Primetime, Rambo, Moneymaker, 7-Up. No races at all. They were on the trailer early. I'm quoting Tony Bynes. He said that he couldn't get no races. All right, the next day, Holly Springs Raceway, Primetime was there, and Moneymaker. Moneymaker, 7-Up, Rambo, and Dillinger, I think. They was on the trailer early. No races. All right, moving down, no races. Now, the reason I'm highlighting this one particular person is because he told me he liked to have accuracy, and he is the Grudge Racer of the Year. Presented to him not only by two organizations, by the two people that represent the NGRA and the rest of the nation that represent Grudge Inc., both awarded Tony Bynes the Grudge Racer of the Year. That's why he's under this scrutiny. No other reason. All right, Holly Springs, no Grudge races, and he was on the trailer early. All right, Ronnie Brown's race, near South Georgia. All right, hold on, let me look here. Oh, nope, no Grudge races. Well, Primetime, Tony Bynes. All right. Now that's five. Coming up to the last one here. Okay, here we go. All right. Jackson, South Carolina. The benefit race for Dog and Street King. Yes, sir. Let's see. Primetime went up against Gargantor with a loss. Gargantor over Primetime Rambo with a loss. Now, according to my stats, well, hold on, let me go back now. I got to get this subcategory. There's somebody named Lil Red Riding Hood. We got to give props out to Lil Red Riding Hood, because Lil Red Riding Hood is on a mission. And let me tell you what happened. In these same six races, Lil Red Riding Hood now have been took on took on a big block Regal at County Line and won. Props to Lil Red Riding Hood. I don't know who was driving at the time. All right. Also in Lena, Mississippi, Little Red Riding Hood, went to White Trash and Jimbo, props out to Little Red Riding Hood. And I know Willie Dawg was driving at that time. In Holly Springs, Little Red Riding Hood got raped up there. Donnie went to him pretty something serious. So Little Red Riding Hood did not show up for running Brown's race. And Little Red Riding Hood, again, props to Little Red Riding Hood for going up against Giganta. Y'all got to understand, Little Red Riding Hood is a small block truck on 28th. And it went up against Giganta, which is a back half 898, you know, with 33. Now, Little Red Riding Hood took an L in that, but, you know, you got to give props for trying. However, 007 did do something serious to Travis out of North Carolina. Y'all know Little Red Riding Hood was looking to get some get back on Travis, and he did just that. So by the calculations that I got, in the last six races, Little Red Riding Hood is 3-3. Three wins, three losses. Little Red Riding Hood has truly raced six times out of the Little Red Riding Hood represented. I'm told. Now I know it's part of the Prime Time camp, but it's also represented Mississippi. So Little Red Riding Hood represented Mississippi and Prime Time, and has went in the last six races that I just mentioned. 3-3, three wins. The wins, Little Red Riding Hood beat the Big Block Regal, which is, you know, prop, you know, is a way, you know, ant beating the elephant. Little Red Riding Hood White Trash another time when the ant beating the elephant. And he finally, you know, got some get back on Travis the Yellow Nova. And 007, Little Red Riding Hood took pride in whooping Travis, you know, the Yellow Nova. Now the losses, consist of Fast by Gas, which is it. That's an equal truck, so that's a good race. That's one of the races I truly believe should have got more publicity. That was a good race, and you know, we all looking forward to that race to happen again. Also, he lost to Dunye, which is again is a superb back half car that Little Red Riding Hood ain't got no business messing with. And also, he took a loss from Gigantor. And again, Little Red Riding Hood ain't got no business messing with another back half car. Now, I don't know whose decision it is or why they would put a small block truck on 28th up against giants like that. I don't understand it. But, you know, props to Little Red Riding Hood, the Prime Time camp in Mississippi, for bringing action. Six races out of six events, three wins, three losses. Now, going back over to Tony Bynes, the Grudge Racer of the Year, Prime Time, out of the last six races that I just mentioned, the record is for the Grudge Racer of the Year, Tony Bynes, Tony Employee Bynes, is three losses, no wins. Make sure y'all understand that out of the last six races that I just mentioned, Tony Bynes Prime Time has lost six, won zero. And the only time, I'm going to say it one more time, the reason that we're talking about Tony Bynes, because he is the number one grudge racer in the country. If he was the number two grudge racer in the country, we wouldn't talk about it. We're going to talk about the number one. That's Tony Bynes. So as of right now, in the last six races, he's three down. He's three losses, no wins. His losses go to Big Low, T5, and Giganta. And all of those are G-bodies. And he took those losses in Rambo and Moneymaker. And so, but there again, now I'm moving on. To talk about the number two racer of the year, which will be the 901 Bad Boys Week. Week stat at this point is 3-0. He's 3-0 at this point. Out of his, you know, he got a long time to go. There's no doubt that prime time bring on a lot of, you know, racing. You know, in them six races, if you were to count them up, that's nine races that the prime time camp have done. Little Red Riding Hood is the one breaking even 50-50. And the other cars are all taking a loss. And the car that truly, the grudge car of the year, by my opinion, Seven Up, hadn't had very little action this year at this point, to my knowledge now. And I know that they have no action, you know, in the last six races that I just mentioned. So I just want everybody to know where we at on the stats. All right, now, with that being said, we'll get a chance to open up a couple of mics and see, you know, what's going on. I hope 007 is on. Lady A, is 007 on? I'm not at the board. Is 007 on, Lady A? Well, maybe I need to get to the board so I can see. I'm trying to get, I hope that 007 is on so that we can have a conversation with him. Bear with me 1 second until I get in front of the board. Let's see here. All right, let me see what I got here. All right, the show is still full, but that's a good thing. All right. So far, Tony Bynes, my program director, is not answering the phone right now. And but we will try again because we want him to have his part. I'm trying to see his 007 out there. Lady A, if you see 007, I really need 007. I want to give him his props. Let me see who else I got here. And with that being said, I got one more person I'd like to get on. It's BET. Is BET anywhere out there in radio land? BET, if you're on, match the one button, Lady A, if you can, get BET, because I want him to tell me a couple of things that what went on. So, you know, let me know what else we can do.
All right. Damn, Jay, what the hell you got going on here, man? You call out everybody in the world. I guess prime time. What the hell going on, Jay?
Hey, how you doing this evening, BG?
I'm good. Seems like you're in exotic mode tonight. What's going on with you?
All right. Well, you know, I'm trying to get my program director on, Tony Bynes, but he ain't answering the phone right now. But BET, I've got you on. I appreciate you coming on, BET. Got a couple of questions for you. I hope you don't mind answering. You know, do what you do. Tell the truth. You know, that's what you do. Now, BET, I was told to ask you this particular question, and just think about what I'm saying now. You have said, you made the statement that one of the main things that you want to do is call out, I guess what you call fake-ass events or fake-ass drug races or whatever it is that you say you call out. So I think I've heard that you've been given your opinion on based on the number of grudge races, you know, the last six races had, you know, and you always been kind of critical. So I'm going to ask you this, though, BET. This weekend, you were at Jackson, South Carolina, and according to your standard, how was the grudge racing?
Grudge racing was good, depending, you know, pertaining that it wasn't a grudge fest. You know, it was just people coming out to show support and give homage to two grudge races, known grudge races. You know, the event was a success for the fan count.
I understand. Now, listen to this. I got Willie Dahl coming on to talk about the event. All are you, as far as grudge racing concerned, what do you give as a grudge race this weekend, give me your grade for this event? And your grade is your grade. You know, I mean, you the man with the pencil. As a grudge race, how do you rank this weekend?
Oh, each grudge race that happened was a 10, each one. And I think we had like four. So each one I give them a 10 because both of them put forth effort and I put on a show.
Well, all right. Now, and we do know it's a benefit. We do know it was a benefit. Now, let me ask you one question. The fact that, are you by any way, the fact that the people, you know, that's Jackson, South Carolina is one of is the has always been one of the main grudge tracks in America, if not the foremost. And so, at a facility like that, being organized by the great one Tony Bynes, being awarded to the Godfather, Willie Dawg and Street King, would you say that that was a good show of support under the circumstances to have four? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
well deserved.
All right. So we're going to put this one in the book as a successful grudge event.
It wasn't a grudge event. That's what I'm saying, Jay. You titled it the wrong thing. It wasn't a grudge event. It's a benefit race. There wasn't no, you know, it was just people that come show support. And once they got there, they started a grudge, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but if it got a passing grade, though, it still get a passing grade. I mean, a passing
grade.
Yeah,
for the grudge races that happen, yes. But I wouldn't call it a grudge event, no.
Okay. Well, what are the four grudge races that you mentioned? Do you remember what they were?
Yeah. One was Little Red and Gigantor.
Okay.
And the other one was,
hold on. Stop right there. What is your opinion about Little Red Riding Hood, Small Block, 28, racing Gigantor? What's your thought on that?
Well, evidently, Jay, you ain't got the memo, man. The memo is Lil Red gonna try some shit this year. I think that came from 007 last time he was on the show. He let y'all know he gonna do things that he wouldn't normally do in this 2013 year. And that's a prime example. What he did up there in Hot Springs and what he did yesterday, a prime example that the man is on a mission, you know. And I rate that as a 100 in my book, you know. For what he did,
yeah, I agree.
I like some that won't even come to the track. You know, people call them out on the phone, and they just scared. So I know if they come to the track and people call them out, what's gonna happen? Hell, they might just load up and go back home.
That what about hold on? I think Boss Bynes on BET. If you'll hold for a minute, I got Tony Employee Bynes on. I think he's on. Employee Bynes, are you on?
Yes, I'm on.
How you doing, Gene, sir?
Doing all right.
Hello. I need your race report, sir, from yesterday. I mean, give me your opinion. Where you at?
Well, my opinion, you know, it was a benefit race, but we had some hell of a grudge races there. You know, everybody was there. The place was really had way more people than supposed to be on Sunday. I mean, it had a good crowd and everything, and had a lot of grudge cars out there, and a lot of people raced, and a lot of people betted money, and everybody was happy. But nobody disappointed or everything, because we raced, started grudge racing, when in fact come around about 4 o'clock. And the last grudge race ended around about 9 o'clock.
So it was a good day for the event. Again, props out to you for, you know, helping the guys out like that. Now, but I got to go back. Tony, I don't know if you heard my race report, my Tony Bynes report. I got to go back and tell you, Tony, one of the things, first of all, Tony, you know, like you said, the reason that I highlight you, Tony, because you're the grudge racer of the year, 2 years running, you're the grudge racer, you know, coast to coast, can't nobody take that from you. So that's why you're being highlighted, Tony. But listen, Tony, based on my stats, Tony, I'm looking at, based on my stats, that as of the last 6 races that I can see here, County Line, Palm Beach, Lena, Holly Springs, Running Brown, and Jackson, South Carolina, you are prime time. I'm not counting the truck, because I got to get Big Ken on that now, but it is part of prime time, so But I got to get, you know, Big Ken said, I don't give him the proper props, so I want to give that to him. But when I remove Little Red Riding Hood out the picture, and them six races, Tony, you right now, according to what I know, you're showing three losses and no wins. And, is that how it is, or is it different? Is it more information than I know?
Well, if you wanna, be the judge, you the judge, because this your show. But if you wanna try to break up prime time and discredit this win, discredit that win, prime time is prime time. There's no one car or two cars. All of us work together and we'll stay together.
Well,
now,
I agree with that.
Prime time lose a race. If Rambo lose, if Little Red Riding Hood lose, all of us lose. So guess what? All of us put money in the pot. And no such thing right. Like I bet my money on Rambo and nobody else don't bet no money on Rambo, or Ken bet his money on the truck and don't nobody bet. All of us work as a team. That's why we can race. That's why we can complete bet, because racing is expensive, and don't nobody make a living out of this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's why. Everybody say when we put up $1,500, there ain't no one man putting up $1,500. It's all us putting in the pot together. It'd probably be like $300-$400 a piece. But guess what? $300-$400, if we lose, we ain't gonna be in the welfare line. You know what I'm saying?
I know for a fact when people bet with you, it don't just be prime time that bet win or lose. I know that David Floyd bet with you. I know. The white boys bet with you. I know 007, not 007, but the 901. So it's people, I mean, when it comes down to betting, you definitely can get, a group of people. And it ain't that I'm, I know everybody don't mind betting with you, Tony. That's not, you know. But now,
no, I ain't
the only reason
people,
I'm saying.
I know other people on the side, you know, but we win as a team and lose as a team. Ain't no one person in our team. There's no what they say, I in team or some shit that they be saying, but
yeah.
All of us together. When we lose, just like when Rambo lost yesterday, all of us lost. Ain't no such thing about it. I lost. And when the Little Red Riding Hood won, all of us won. There's no such thing about just one man, you know, showing out or nothing like that. I know we yesterday we went 2-2, we won 2, we lost 2. So it was a good day. We didn't finish in the hole. We won, won a race, and we got paid one punk out, and we lost two races. But we gambled.
Let me ask you that, Tony. I'm glad you brought that up, Tony. So when you get paid a punk out, Tony, and I want to know, when you reflect your stats, you put stats on your website, and you show win and losses.
Right.
When you get paid a punk out, you count that as a win?
Yes, I do. And when we pay punk out, we count that as a loss. That goes into the record too. Just like if we got $4 or $5 locked in, just like I counted a win, like down there, just for example, Lena, Mississippi. We got paid 2 punk out, we counted that as 2 wins. We paid a punk out, we counted that as a loss. It's all good. It goes one way, it goes the other. Go both
and,
ways.
Who did they okay, no, we just need to know your
only if money is collected. See what I'm saying? Now it's not, but if we put money up, just like we put money up, and you're the DP band, and we get on the line, and somebody votes for one reason or the other, we don't want to give them. If that race is stopped by the other party, if I got paid, that's considered a win, because guess what? We put money in our pocket. And now you put money in your pocket, that's a win-win situation, ain't it?
Well, yeah, it is. Now, let me ask you one question, Tony. What happened, I'm going back now, I got to go back since, you know, but it's good for us to know that's how you count records, because everybody else in America, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, they only count if they go down the track and lose or win. Punk outs was just something that's done one way or the other. Nobody else been counting that, but now that we know you count that, that's fine. But now I got a question for you.
Right.
So when you was going to run... When Little Red Riding Hood was going to run T5, and the money was, you paid the punk out, but the money was rolled over in 2, so is that 2 losses?
No, if both parties agree, the I don't know which race you're talking about, but if both parties agree,
well,
you put the punk out.
When Little Red Riding Hood called out T5, and the money was put up, and then y'all did not want, no, the last show we had, you said that you was taking a gamble with Little Red Riding Hood.
No, we did. So that
wanted to pay the park out on that one.
No, that was not counted because nobody got paid because there's this discrepancy about the time we were supposed to race. So nobody, we didn't get paid no punk out. T5 didn't get paid no punk out. So I don't count. We didn't count that as no win or no loss. That's how we talk about wins and losses at the end of the year. If nobody don't get paid no punk out, there's no win or loss in that situation.
So when you did the calculations on the 17 races and 10 wins and 7 losses, that included punk out.
Yeah, a few punk outs, exactly.
Okay. All right then. So now, well, the stats that I gave on you today wasn't about. This was actually about either getting an ass whooping or getting one. It wasn't about nothing about no punk out. And over the last 6 races. Over the last 6 races, you've lost 3, won none. Little Red Riding Hood, won 3, lost 3. And if you put them together, that's 9 races, 6 losses, 3 wins. It ain't got nothing to do with punk out.
This ain't got nothing to do with this year.
You trying to say
this year, just the last 2 or 3 days, 2 or 3 weeks.
No, I'm just talking about 6 races. I named the 6 races. County Line, West Palm Beach,
Lena,
Mississippi, Holly Springs, South Georgia, North Dakota, and Jackson, South Carolina.
Well, I'm not in front of the computer now, but our record for this year is, this is, I don't know, if anybody go to growthrace.com, I ran 13-10. I don't know what about the last 2 weeks or how you're adding it up, but Prime Time's record is 13-10. Each race.
But that do include punk out.
That's right. We lost a few punk outs too, so that do include the punk out. But I think about two punk outs on there. We lost one punk out and one 2 punk out. All that's included too. From January the 1st. I just want everybody to know, so a lot of people don't know.
I told everybody it's on your website. You got it on there.
Right, it's on the website.
But now, I'm counting the last 6 races. On the last 6 races that I know of, County Line, West Palm, Lena, Mississippi, Holly Springs, Ronnie Brown, Jackson, South Carolina, Prime Time, 3 wins, and 6 losses. And all the wins are with Little Red Riding Hood. On them 6 races.
However you want to add it up. I don't know. I'm not a front computer, so I can't disagree or not. But however you want to add it up, it's 13-10 for the year, 23 races.
Well, let me ask this here. Now, this weekend, David Floyd is, and you like David Floyd. I've known you to bet with David Floyd. And he got a race this weekend coming up.
Right.
And to my understanding, based on what he told me, I mean, everybody that's somebody will be there. And I want to make sure that everybody know that the white boys the baddest small block in the land, they call him.
Big Ball
Factor. What's his name, Tony? Huh? Yeah,
Big
Ball
Factor.
Has locked right. in. And And Tony, I mean, the list of people that's gonna be there is tremendous, and
right.
It's tremendous. Now the question here, Tony, I've told that you are not gonna be there. The Grudge Racer of the Year will not be there. That you are going to support. To my understanding, you're going to support one of my friends, Tony Wright.
Tony Wright.
And And now, let me ask you something. I applaud you for supporting Tony Wright. I mean, Tony Wright is a good friend of mine. I want him to have a successful event. But I got to ask this question, Tony. Now, when all these guys, I mean, coming from all over the country, be at David Floyd's race, and they're going to have to take on the best of the best of the best. And when you go support my friend, Tony Wright, who you got your eyes on up there?
Okay, let me answer. I'm going to answer the question. That's a good question. The answer to this question is, in this grudge game, not only the grudge game, in this world, life, and everything, a man is only good as his word. I mean, when a man tell me something, give me his word on it, I mean, that's what you're so saying for. People got to respect you for that. If you tell me you're going to do something and don't do it, well, that means your word ain't worth a damn. But if you tell me you're going to do something and you do it, your word is good with me. Now, let's get back to the point in hand. Tony Wright had booked his race in December. Dave Floyd hadn't even booked this race in December. Tony Wright called me and said, Tony, will you come to my show to come up and support my show and support my show? I return or come to your show. He said, now, I'm having my show March the 2nd. I'm picking my date now. I'm going to be making my appointment for Dalton March the 2nd. And you give me a race in Red Springs at March 30th. What I do, don't worry about it. You come to my race, and I go to yours. We'll swap out like that. I say, fine. Has anybody else got a race March the 2nd? He said, no, ain't nobody got no race March the 2nd. I checked on it. Ain't nobody got no race March the 2nd. I say, fine, then. I say, why are you doing so early? He said, well, I want everybody to see it. Go and get their date now and put it out there. And that's the date I got. And I want to know.
I brought you on that, Tony.
Yeah.
I think you didn't answer the question, Tony. I want you
to
know. I do appreciate you. I think you should support the people.
You're not giving me a chance to answer the question. You asked me the question. Give me a chance to answer.
Oh, yeah. You're talking all right now, though, Tony. Well,
He told me, Tony, I want to go on so I can go and make these flyers out and put your name on the flyer. I said, fine, Tony, there's no problem like that. Now, David came to me and asked me, you go give the race you're giving now, would I come? And I told him if I can't get Tony to change his date, I would be there. But, you know, Tony didn't change his date. That's the only reason I cannot be there. It won't be right.
I understand that, Tony, but let me answer the question. Okay.
Good seat to y'all banquet. Then y'all voted me Girls Race of the Year.
And you earned it. Not only did you vote it, you earned it.
Right. So how can I represent the Girls Race of the Year by lying to folks in my word and be with a damn?
Tony, I agree now, but will you answer the question, Tony?
Let me ask the question again.
Okay, but I do appreciate that, you know, telling me the whole scenario. But now the question I asked you, Tony, was when everybody else is racing against the cream of the crop, the who's who in grudge racing, I ask, when you go support my friend and your friend, keeping your word, when you go Tony Wright, I just ask who you got your eye on up there.
Oh, I've got the eye on the man that drew about $10,000-$12,000 from Jackson yesterday. That's who I got my eye on. Jack Gator won $4,000 when he ran prime time yesterday. He won $6,000 when he ran Luke Slidham yesterday. And he won $2,000 when he ran Rambo yesterday. So that is who I got. Not all right. It just ain't him. That's the money I got my eye on. That is the reason that I'm going to Darlington. Not only just even if I hadn't had to run that man, I had to shoot the Tony Wright because of that. But if you want to know specifically who I got my eye on, that's the man that I got my eye on because that's his home track. That's track he beat all the time, and that's who got our money. So that's where I'm going next, Sarah.
So are you saying that you're going to go up there and bet that man that kind of money? Are you going to get all the money back at one hit? Or are you going to try to pick it up?
We bet him today.
I mean, about $12,000. I mean, you're going to bet him $12,000?
No, all in all, not on one race all the whole day. Not on one race. No, not on one race. We won a total of $12,000. Now,
well, let me ask you, Tony.
I know
you
that
raised,
man will
you,
race.
You
that's
what
got
my own. You raised Jack Gatto yesterday. And what was the outcome?
Jack Gatto beat prime time two times.
Was you driving and time?
I was driving one time and Dawg was driving one time.
All right, tell me about when you were driving. What happened?
Oh, I read it.
Did you red lip because you were nervous, or just it just happened, just one of them things?
Well, I think it was because of, you could probably say nervous because the pass before, right, when I was test pass, we had to run for the door. I didn't get that test and another test pass. When I was going through the trap, the car just all of a sudden darted across the other lane. All of a sudden just got somebody grabbed the steering wheel and it snatched it. And thank God when nobody fell out of the car, it would have been a bad wreck. The car just ain't right yet. So when it darted across the lane, I ain't have a chance for now another test pass before that race because we had to run for the dog. So when I raced, I really wasn't comfortable with the car and stuff, and really when you ain't comfortable with the car, you ain't going to catch the light. You're going to be totally discoordinated. So that would happen on that race. So you could say I was nervous and crazy and didn't know what the hell was going to happen because we made one more adjustment to the car, but I didn't know whether it going to help or hurt the car. But on the test pad before we raced, the car just darted. You know, it made a good pad, but right at the time it got the ace, just darted to the lane. So, you know, I wasn't comfortable with the car, so that probably had something to do with me realizing.
Well, Tony, but listen to this now. That car needs a little more testing, and we really want you to be safe. We don't want nobody to get hurt. And so, but before this weekend, if you take that car to Darlington, are you going to ensure that it's safe?
No, well, we tested it after the race. I tested it, made a pretty decent pass last. You know, after we done raced that good, lost the race, the adjustment we did, we went home and tested it out. It did okay. I feel comfortable with it now. That's why I locked it in for Saturday.
You locked them back in again?
Oh, yeah. For Darlington, sir. You know, it's just the first quarter. The game ain't over yet. It ain't halftime yet.
Well, that's one thing. Well, now, I got to talk to Wick. You know, you don't mind holding on while I get Wick on the line, do you?
Yeah, go on. Wick on the phone.
Okay, let me see. You know, we can put the phone down. Let me see. 901 Bad Boy Wick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing this evening, Wick?
I'm all right. I'm doing all right.
You don't sound happy, Wick. What's wrong?
No, I'm all right. I just wondering that Rambo must quit Little Red Riding Hood.
Say it again?
I said Rambo must not be fucking Little Red Riding Hood.
No. Rambo is fucking Little Red Riding Hood.
He ain't.
Oh, he ain't fucking Little Red Riding Hood.
I thought he was.
I'm confused. So, here, we got Tony Employee Bynes on. Tony Employee Bynes. Is Rambo fucking Little Red Riding Hood? That's what I don't quite get the question, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
I don't know the question either. I don't understand the question, so I can't answer it.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, you want to explain the question?
No, y'all go ahead. No.
Now, I thought I asked that question. I had a similar question. I don't know if this is what you were going with that, but I had the question. I was wondering myself, Tony, this is my personal thought. We might thought the same thing, that depending on whose decision it was, were you putting up you were throwing Little Red Riding Hood in the damn trap, you know, as a test dummy. And, I mean, you put Little Red Riding Hood, well, the team, the prime time put Little Red Riding Hood in some bad situations. Like, for example, going against Dunye, a car that's on damn at least 29 W, probably 31 W. I'm not sure. Back half car. Now you put Little Red Riding Hood on damn Giganta with again a back half car. I mean,
and the Nova was a big block car too. Well, see, y'all got to understand. You know, that's something that's real old. You know, we've been doing that for a long time. We bring 2 and 3 cars to a race. If we want to put a test car out there for a little money so we can find out exactly how a man run it. Yeah, we have done that before, and Little Red Riding Hood has done that before too. But if y'all don't understand, if we go out there and run somebody of $500 with Little Red Riding Hood or 7-Up, and to see how fast a man is, then we bring the other car that we really want to run them against with the big money, and we know how much money to bet. Yeah, we have did that before. Ain't no shame in the game.
So basically, Little Red Riding Hood has been... It's pretty much what we said. Little Red Riding Hood
Exactly.
It's a test dummy.
Sometimes it's been Rambo doing the same thing for Money Maker. Sometimes it's been Selling Up doing the same thing for just like we went to Illinois. we throw stuff up out there just in the waters, you know what I'm saying? But come to find out.
Now,
yeah, we throw stuff up out there to test the cars to see how much we money we bet against Rambo, against Bam Bam, against Gangsta Boo. But turns out, we didn't even have to put our best stock out there. We just, you know the army, you send the first flank out there.
You send your test dummies out first, and see how they hold up,
and then
you send your reinforcement. Exactly.
Well, we throw stuff up out there, and we didn't need no reinforcement. So you got to use your head in this girls' game if you don't know the lot. Everybody understand it's feasible. If you got more than one car out there, you could go up just a band and find out what his weak points is and what his strong points is, then we know kind of money to bet on the main race. Now,
I got you.
I want to tell you, but come March 17th, when we go to Hot Springs, we ain't have to throw no test for, and we ain't have to throw no test for us out when Rambo run the program. You come straight out with all the whole army gear. So, Jay Bond, do you want to bet with the program?
I'm going to be there. And I can't bet, Tony. I thought enough shit without betting, Tony. So I don't bet just so that folks won't think I don't bet, Tony. But now, Rambo over Predator. We're already locked in.
March 17th, Rambo and Predator. Do you want to bet with anything?
I think he's gonna whoop your ass now. Because it ain't so much it's the car versus car. Wick want that damn belt around your waist.
That's why I'm coming to his home track to try to get him to take it. Now, I'm gonna do you a favor, Dave Bonds. I'm gonna bet you $200 if we lock.
Say it again, Tony.
I'm gonna bet $200 to your $150. I like Rambo and you like Purdy.
What's our tie you gonna have on the damn on Rambo?
29.
With Willie Boss?
No, no Willie Boss. Man, I don't want Willie Boss on Rambo. No
Willie
Boss.
I'm at 315.
Well, he ain't running damn, y'all been running damn King Kong Godzilla.
If King Kong wants some of the money maker, I ain't got no problem with that. I'm just going about the race we already got locked in with Rambo and Predator. I'm saying, do you want to build or something on that? On the side. Look, so I'm not a lot of money. 200 to 150.
I'm going to have 315s on Predator, J-Bone.
J-Bone, who gives a who?
I'm going to gap them boys.
Do you want to bet with him, J-Bone?
Tony, you there?
J-Bone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you want to bet with him?
I can't bet, but now, I think a fair race, could be Godzilla versus damn Rambo, and that damn and Moneymaker should be running the damn car that what you call got coming out the end of this month.
Well, you know, we can think of fair race is fine and dandy, but I'm betting on what we got locked in. I don't think you're tricking me, man. Rambo ain't won no races this year. Ain't no trick. I mean, your man had 215s, man. I'm running 29. What you talking about?
Let me tell you this too. You went to Holly Springs, and you know what happened if you follow Wick to Holly Springs. Everybody in America know what you're up against. So,
I'm going to Lion's Den, but this ain't done yet.
But now, you know what I really want to see, Tony? I really want to see both cars perform and make the trip. That's what I really want to see. I want two men make the trip safe. And, but now, I don't think the race is fair. I think Rambo should run.
How you feel them two cars ain't fair? The cars weigh the same. They got both of them got big blocks. So how you figure they're not fair? You talking about the drivers ain't fair? I got a bunch of fans on the drivers.
I don't know. Now you know, Tony. I don't know. I only know what I told. What they told now, but you know they've been calling the new Rambo. They've been calling the new Rambo a chassis car, and they said don't wait.
You don't want to say it ain't fair. Why are you saying it ain't fair?
I'm telling you the information. I was told that the new Rambo is a chassis car that weighs a buck 50, and you run it against the fastest damn conventional head big block in America.
Look here, Rambo is a round tube chassis car. Rambo don't weigh but 1,950 pounds with no driver. But throw that all out the window. We locked in.
Shit.
I locked in with Rambo. It doesn't matter what kind of car, it's irrelevant this year. We don't care about what kind of car Rambo is. All people care about is you and the race stoppers.
I bet you won't run in. I bet you won't use that same theory and run Baldy.
No, what I'm saying is Rambo is not the word I described.
I just want to make sure I wasn't all the way hearing what you said. You said ain't nobody doing that this year. And only the race stoppers would stop that. So I'm saying Baldy is down there calling me every day, trying to pay me $100 to race you. And being that ain't nobody paying no attention to nothing no more, can we lock that in?
Jay, do you want me to throw a car together and beat Baldy? I mean, do you really want this to happen?
No, you ain't got to put the car together, but I would like you to whip him with. I would like you to whip him with Money Maker.
I could take the money, the motor out of Moneymaker, and put it up back in the car, and I can lock Baldy in if you want to do that. If you really want to
see the money. We ain't going to talk about Baldy. We're going to leave Baldy alone. I was just, when you made the statement that when nobody's doing that no more, I just want to kind of see what we really ain't doing that. But now that I know that we're just doing that with Wick, then that's fine. But, I believe Wick, you go into Wick's territory. I believe you're
going to
have to do that dance, Tony. I believe you're
going
to have to do that dance.
I'm going to do the dance, though. They ain't that much longer from now. I ain't going to do the dance. I'm 3 weeks from now. I'm going to do the dance on him. Is he going with some money? I'm going with some money. One or the other. He going with some money? I'm going with some money. One thing going to happen. I'm sure going to be there. As soon as I go my way back from Texas, I'm coming straight to Holly Springs.
Well, let me ask this. I got to ask this question. Being that you bought up another car and bought it, now, I'm just asking your opinion. It can be right or wrong. It's just your opinion. If the nightmare was fixed the way it was on November the 3rd, can you whoop Baldy?
Why is you asking a question when you saw what happened when I ran Baldy with the same car? I mean, you're asking something that you done seen. How in the world, Jay? You come to me like a smart man. You was right down there in Valdosta when I beat Baldy with that car. So why are you asking me the question, can I do it, when you have seen it happen? Answer that for me.
Well, because Baldy told me that, he was just testing that day, that he was his car, he had just got, I'm just telling you what Baldy said now. Baldy said that he had just got his car back, he was just testing, and he ran, now that's the same thing you told me when you lost to them a T5, you said you were just testing, so I'm just giving him the same credit. So asking the question
stop it right for a second. And I want everybody listening to this in 1 second. Now, when I said I was testing, I didn't get one red dime. Now, when Baldy said he was testing, he betted $5,000. Now, who do you find out if he's crazy or not? If you don't have to test for $5,000, who going to test for nothing? I was in a shootout, man. I didn't put no money up. That's why I was trying something. Who in the hell in this whole United States of America, the whole 50 states, Alaska, and got there in Hawaii, going to test somebody for $5,000, man? Come on, man. Get real, man. Get so real, man. Quit playing. Everybody wondering what the hell you talking about.
Well, now let me ask you a question. Now, hold on. I'm just using what you just said. Now, did you not run Gargantua?
Yeah, I run Gargantua.
How much you say you lost to it?
$1,000. We were going to run for $3,000 apiece, but when that car made that move, we dropped it right on down to $1,000. Because we was locked in $200 on $1,000 or better. But when the car made the move like that, No, we locked in for $200,000, but he asked how much we was going to run for earlier. That was about $25,000. But when the car made the move, we called. They went back down to $1,000 because we had to run for $1,000.
Well, I thought you told me that. I thought you just said that Gargantua won $10,000. You said he won $3,000 from
somebody. Oh, yes, he did. I said, all right, I don't want to think I'm counting the man money, but this is how he did it. The damn pot with Lil' Clip was about $6,500 in the main part. And me and Gargantua bet money on the side, too. I ain't betting the main part against Lil' Clip now, but we bet money on the side, too. Now, when Gargantua ran the red S10 truck, we ran for $2,300 a piece. And when he ran, Rambo won $1,000 main pop, but they thought they won some money on the side too. But he bet up for $1,000, but see that was fans better with us too. Oh yes, he did collect that much money.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it. Tony, is that your line making that
no,
that travel north?
No, I'm
okay.
In the bedroom by
myself. I'm just trying to make sure who making that
noise. That may have been my line, Jay.
Huh?
That may have been my line.
But Tony,
making an echo?
Yeah, it sounds like wind blowing through the. But now this is the thing, Tony. Do you feel like, as much as Wick have chased you, do you feel that you're a better man than Wick?
Look here, Wick is a good racer. I ain't gonna take that from Wick. Now he was racing, and I sure ain't mad at him because when Donnie beat us down there in Hot Springs. I bet with and got my money back and made money, you know, so I ain't going to take nothing. He will race in Hot Springs. I don't know what. He probably going to race too much out of time, but I know Hot Springs, he will race. He got to race, so that's his home track. He got to defend his home territory. That's why I'm coming there. I know the money. Hey, all these first 2 months while it's cold, like January and February, I was testing months. Wait till March and April get in. That's when fine time going to tear it in. You'll see. The January, February, just testing the waters and stuff. But when March and February, when it's getting warm and springtime and having good races every weekend, you're going to see a prime time record really explode then. Right now, we really just testing.
It is winter time. But I want you to stay on. But time moving on. And I want you to stay on because I'm sure somebody going to, I got somebody going to support you. Someone want to ask you some questions.
I want to say one more thing, Jay. I want to thank your homeboys from the Hot Boys and the White Boys that came to South them show yesterday and represented, you know, South Georgia. You know, I want to throw my hands out to them. I talked to you with the White Boys, but they did show up. And they gave Dog and Darren support, you know what I'm saying? A lot of folks came to see the White Boys and Hot Boys, and they did come down there to the race. And I want to thank everybody else that came to the race. A lot of people came without cars, but they still came, you know. That showed that everybody really liked, you know, Dog and Darren, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good thing. But now, I'm glad you said that. But now, the White Boys came, were they race ready?
I don't know. I think they made one take down. I think they said they hurt the shark or something.
I'm just asking, being that they were there, Did you draw on them, Tony?
No, I didn't draw on them. I mean, my car wasn't running good enough to even try to. You know, I had enough money making home because I couldn't get no more race with money maker, but I couldn't draw on them with Rambo because Rambo wasn't ready. I didn't even try to draw on Rambo before the race. I know Rambo ain't ready yet, but Rambo coming along. It's coming along slow to the shoulder, a little longer than I thought it was, but, you know, it's coming along slow to the shoulder. And I am going to run the White Boys in Rambo. I just ain't got the date yet. White Boys have always said they will run Rambo. They ain't say they'll run Moneymaker. They did say they'll run Rambo, they'll run Dillinger. Them races is going to get on. Once I get the buzz out of Rambo, I'm going to come dead at the White Boys.
Well, Tony, I want you to know that you dined, to my knowledge, with G-Body. You know, Big Low, G-Body, Gargantua, G-Body, and T5, G-Body. You know, you ain't having much success with the G-Body this year.
We're talking about a car that when I left Bradenton, Florida, and the next week, I went upside the wall, upside down. We're talking about a car that's still trying to get the buzz out. You remember in Bradenton, when you down in Bradenton, when Rambo was running pretty good then?
Yeah.
And I ran really red, you know, Rambo was going straight then. I could probably drive it one hand then. Once I hit the water in my doors, I got from my tires up there in North Carolina, and I hit the wall, damn near sideways, upside, on the I hit the wall damn near. My whole bottom of the car hit the wall, you know. I got out right, but it's about to get it back right. It's about to get it back right now, so don't worry. T5, as soon as he get ready, run Rambo again. Once Rambo get ready, everybody going to know it. And I hope it'll be ready by this day. I think it's ready now, so Saturday will tell a whole lot of things about Rambo. If T5 and if the white boys, they get on the internet or call somebody on the phone and say, Rambo, Big No. If they get on the phone and say, what happened, Dalton? And they're going to say, Rambo gapped Jack Gantor. They could go ahead on rap. They could go ahead on and put in their mind Tony finna be calling them. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Okay, but now what happened if Gargantua got Rambo?
If Gargantua beat Rambo, I'm sending Rambo out of time to get it fixed in. So it gonna be done one way or the other. It's gonna be fixed. If it worked good on Saturday, it's the time for T5, White Boys, and McLow go come quicker. That's always going to happen.
Well, hold on.
And Donye.
Let me ask you one question. Will you run Godzilla with Rambo?
Who's Godzilla? You talking about King Kong?
Yeah.
No, I won't. Yeah, I can't beat King Kong. I mean, I can't beat King Kong. Okay, how right I get with Rambo?
Okay. All right. Well, I didn't want to know. I'm just asking a question.
Right.
I'm just asking a question. Tony, I want you to stay on, but what else? Tony, any other shout-out? Anybody, anything you want to say? Anything coming up you want to talk about right quick before I move on?
Well, I'm going to talk about we halfway there, and I want to appreciate, you know, Jay Barnes and making the right script. They're going to give a benefit show for Dog and Dan. We're just trying to find the right date as of now. And I want to appreciate, you know, Big Ball Fighter and And Lisa Weapon, they gave good donations yesterday. And Dolomite and Boogeyman so many folks I can't name, but I got it wrote down on the internet, you know what I'm saying? But I want to thank everybody that gave donations yesterday and people that gave donations last week and the week before. So we're halfway there, you know. So we look quicker than we thought we were going to be because we're halfway there right now. So we get another, I'm hoping we close this project down around about March 15th so Dog and Dan can be ready. I mean, if we don't have enough money by March 15th, I'll put the rest with it to get them back running. Then I just have to do some kind of things to get my money back. You know, hoping
right.
That the Jay Bones benefit, right?
Right. Well, let me ask you, Antonio, being that you're saying this now, let me ask you this question, because this question has been brought to my attention 1,000 times. All right. I guess somebody just asked me a question to say a chassis car versus a non-chassis car. I don't know which specific car. Wick, you there? I don't know. Wick might, you know, Wick could go mute for me. But now I'm assuming they mean the perfect car is not a. Wick, is the perfect car a round tube chassis car?
Round tube chassis, not stock suspension.
And you acknowledge that you're racing Rambo, which is, according to Tony, a Ryan 2 chassis car.
Yeah, we're going to gap that motherfucker.
There you go.
Hey, well, props out, you know, I got to go, you know, like with 007, props out to you for taking on a challenge like that, you know. I mean, that's an ant rather than an elephant.
Covering all side bets, all bets, everything. We betting on the gap too.
Oh Lord have mercy. That's a shame That's a shame. You know damn well you didn't bet on the damn gap. Come on man, get for real.
We betting on the gap too, man.
The man betting on the gap.
We're trying to have a serious show tonight and you talking about betting on the gap. Come on man, quit cracking it up. Yeah.
We don't get the friends of the gap for Rambo.
It's comedian night tonight.
The president said he wants to start fucking Little Red Riding Hood.
No. Little Red Riding Hood don't want them problems. Little Red Riding Hood, try y'all in a small block y'all got down there with the carburetor, though.
Nah, I wasn't talking about running Little Red Riding Hood with the president. We got a small block car coming out. We got one coming out. And it's coming
because Ken's still getting tired of running all these big blocks.
I mean, you really can tell to run on these big blocks. All these
small
blocks.
He ain't gonna run that small block. When we come out with our small block on 275, he ain't gonna run it. He gonna say something.
Why he ain't? Why he ain't? You know that? What if he runs? He runs Johnny Reed, got 29s, big team motor. He ran Giganto, got 31s, with a ball with a big team motor. He ran a Nova yesterday with a big block. Why in the hell? Why in the hell he ain't gonna run another small block? You can't get anything else
that like her. I ain't fine waiting that like her.
Yeah,
when we,
right.
When we check one of them motherfuckers down, we run them off.
Well, I bet you ain't finna run. You ain't finna run Giganto with your small block. You ain't finna run Donnie with your small block. And you ain't gonna run that big block no with the small block. So no, ain't careful. I put yourself in St. Clair. I tell you what.
You know why I ain't? Because my big block flying too.
Well, hold on, sir. 007, you there? 007, have you muted your own mic?
No, big block flying.
Yeah, I'm here, Jay.
Week want to know, he got a small block coming out. He want to know, Week said you ain't going to run him with his damn small block.
Hell no.
Hey, Jay.
Huh?
It's raining up there with, man. He ain't himself tonight. You know what I'm saying? he's just relaxing. So, you know, I'm going to let him make it. We'll keep putting it together.
When we show up with this small block Mustang, we got two of them coming out. We got a black one and a blue one coming out. Small block on 28. Gang on 110.
Hey, Whip.
7 months either. That ain't
gonna
be 7 years,
buddy.
Oh, I see you've been trying to get fucked up this year. I see you've been getting fucked up. That's all you're
trying to do. Well, at least somebody got the raise this year for the fan to see, though. You know what I mean?
I mean, you want to get fucked up for the fans to see, that's your business. I'll fuck you up for the fans to see you getting away.
Okay. Since
you want the fans to see something, why don't you get the press? I'll take the press and fuck you up.
Well,
how about it's a 28 stock suspension, one system. Yeah, you don't want that, huh?
You see that?
Yeah, you don't want that problem, do you?
Hey, what do I do if I don't take my medicine?
Try that. Act like you ain't took it then.
Well, listen, let me ask this question now. This is a question, Wick, I need you to sign in on. You too, 007. Now, Tony did a good thing by trying to help out Willie Dawg and Darren, Street King.
Yeah. Right.
But now, I got to say this, but that, isn't that a slap in the face to people like the Gangster Boo who need some help and some other cars out here that need some help? I mean, why didn't we do a benefit and include everybody?
That's a good question. That's a good question, Jay. You know, everybody just basically, I did that. I mean, it's the first time doing it this year. And don't think Dawg and Darren going to be the only ones. You see what I'm saying? I just, when y'all gave me that award this summer, and I just said to myself, the Grudge Race of the Year or something like that, need to have some responsibilities of the crown. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, this only started this year. It's the first time for everything. Now, this only started this year, but I just want everybody on the radio show that's not going to be the only time. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be the only time, you know, just like if you, you know, I'm just saying for instance now, just say if your house burnt down, I'm going to be in charge of trying to get everybody up to get a donation, you know, to help you get back on your feet. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something I came up with on my way back from Florida. You know, and one way before I said, come up, you know, and the next man, Grudge Race of the Year, get it next year, he can continue doing something for the Grudge Game, you know?
So are you saying that
you're trying to leave
a legacy for Wick to carry on?
Exactly. I'm trying to leave a legacy for, you know, something. It's always a good thing
for the truck to keep, the car to keep moving forward, not just stand still. Keep going forward, up and up and up and up. In 4 or 5 years, you're surprised where you end up at, you know? As long as you keep going up, rising the bar.
Well, I think one of the things, Tony, tonight would be a good night for us all to make that commitment. The game Taboo took on a hell of a loss while you were driving. You know, things happen. We all know it, do. I'm glad that everybody came out all right. But, Tony, I think that we should at least pull the game Taboo into the next event because, I mean, undoubtedly.
No. Let's stop right now. We're not going looking back over our shoulders no more. We're going forward, Jay.
Uh-huh.
That's why we should go forward. Everybody had, Wicked Man had wrecks. I done had wrecks there. I had 2 wrecks up there earlier. I told off Rambo. I had somebody give me nothing. We ain't looking backwards, though. We ain't looking to give Rambo some money or give Gangsta Boo or give Big Car, anybody. Not only wreck cars. I mean, all the wreck this car, too. We're not looking back no more. We're not looking back. We're going forward.
Oh, I think cut the
wreck. Everybody going forward. You know what I'm saying? But now look at backwards. Now look at our shoulders. Because you look backwards, you wish. Guess what? What happened when you look backwards, Jay?
You wearing the damn wall?
Triple jump. Hit the wall and everything.
Yep.
All right, Jay.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we have to do something for the beloved Boom Night. That car, the most feared grudge car in America 2012. Definitely, I don't see how we can't all kind of, help the men out. But let me get to some of these mics now. Let me get to some of these mics. All right, gentlemen. For y'all who want to talk, I know I ain't open nobody's mic, but y'all can. Let's get to the mic mashing business. And let's start out with the kid. If the kid ain't asleep, I'm finna open your mic. Let me see what we got here. Kid, are you there?
Good evening, Jay Bonds. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, kid. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. I just want to give Tony Bynes his props. He's a hell of a drag racer. And we're just waiting on him to get back to the north so we get a chance to pull his ass out.
Well, I think he got a date coming that way.
Oh, yeah.
I think he got a date. I don't know if Lady A is still on. Lady A, if you can hear me, I need Willie Dog. I got to get Willie Dog on. All right, kid, hold on 1 second. Moving around a little bit further. 850-1296. 850-1296. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Just listen.
All right. We got the one and only. Tony, you don't want none of this trouble right here. You and neither one of y'all want any of this trouble. We got the one and only. The Alabama 28th champion of the world, butt naked.
Man, what in the world been going on this show, man? You and Tony and Whit been taking up all night. How y'all fellas doing tonight, Tony, Whit?
Yeah, that's all right, man. What's going on?
Jay Vaughn. Get off of Tony's ass so bad, man. God damn, man. Y'all owe Tony too real. He ain't part of Jersey, but y'all make me feel sorry for him. Shit.
Hey,
let that man
throw
a benefit raid for who you want to throw a benefit raid for. Hell, everybody breaking Rick. Hell, I'm broke. I wrecked before. Hell, shit. Let that man do him.
Hey,
y'all,
I'm glad you said that, book, nigga. Jay Bonds.
Hold on. That's a great Willie Dawg. Y'all got to hold up. That's a great
y'all come on. Y'all all playing his own benefit. It's
to
each his own.
I was going to say the same thing Buck Nigga said now, man. I think I don't want to really come on tonight because I'll be a little negative now because, Jay, I don't think you're right for what you just said then about all that. I'm like Buck Nigga was just saying then, man. If anybody want to give a benefit for somebody, let them give a benefit for who they want to give a benefit for. And then we know we all might need some, but, hey, we can't care who to do what and what for. Now, Jay, you're wrong now. I think you're regressing into progressing now.
Look what I tour down there November 3rd. Not one time did you mention my name along with DJ Grant and Mississippi Joe and nobody, but hey, my car fixed. I ain't worried about that shit.
Well, that was my whole point. I couldn't name everybody. I said that there's a lot of people who need help. I said everybody. And my question was, is not to belittle what the help the dog got. I'm really glad, because I know I'm one of the people that like to see dog race. But my question was, did we do wrong by not considering? I mean,
yeah, we discussed that the other day, Jay. Now, my point I'm trying to make is, I mean, everybody can do what they want. If what Tony did was what he wanted to do, well, shit, you can do it. If you want to do it, you can have a benefit raise and do the same thing for who you want to do it for.
Well, I just asked Tony the question, and he answered it.
Jay, think about it. Seriously, all jokes aside tonight now, that's some negative shit, Jay.
It's negative because I asked him what made him
two
races out of 50?
Yes, Jay, that's real negative shit for you. Don't know it about now, Jay. Don't play dumb now. That was some negative shit, Jay. Why that man did it and what he did it for, ain't nobody reason. All we need to do is either we can give or we don't have to give or we can just shut the fuck up.
All right. Well, what was Jay Barnes and Macon National Dragway? What do we offer Willie Dog and Darren?
Okay, I don't know what y'all offer because I don't know. What I'm saying is, Jay, that's just like somebody giving in church. I can't get mad at Jay because Jay gave $50 at church and I gave $1. Shit, Jay might have had 50 to give. Jay might have wanted to give to the Catholic Church. I might want to give it to the Baptist Church, Jay. I mean, this shit we talking about tonight, to be honest with you now, that's some negative shit now. And I don't really like it, but I'm going to try to be neutral with this shit. But I don't like it, Jay. It was fucked up.
All right, dog. Let me move on down the line. I'll say it again.
Oh, Jay, I ain't doing it. I got another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Have y'all started on the track down at the zoo yet?
No. For your information, Buttnick, it's raining over here, and you can't do much to a damn track in the rain. But being that...
Hold on a minute. Say that again, Jay. I want you to say that again for all the people out there who was talking about the track window. Say that again about the rain, Jay.
Yeah. When it's damn raining, it's very little that you can do to a damn track. I mean, all you can do is the best you can with all this damn water. But I was going to say to Buck Nick, with that little bit of that dry shaft he got, he don't need us to do shit.
That's true now. But I did want to come on tonight because I thought we was going to have some joking going on. But I got one more serious question to ask Mr. Jay Barnes. I forgot what it was while I was talking. I had to ask Jay Barnes one more goddamn question. Y'all go ahead and talk. I'm going to remember it when I come back. Shit.
All right. Willie Dog. But now, Willie Dog, I want to ask you about, I see a requisition.
Jay. Hold up, Jay. I ain't finna joke yet. I gotta ask you this question first.
Okay.
Damn it, Jay, you make me forget the goddamn question again, man. I got some funny shit to talk about, but I ain't wanna talk about it till we get this serious shit out of the way first. Now you done made me forget what it was again.
Dog, you suffer from that sometimes disease.
I know I'm sometimes. What is it? Sometimes what?
Sometimes you remember, sometimes you don't.
Every time I be finna say it, Jay says something and make me change my damn mind. Y'all leave me alone for just 1 minute. I'm gonna remember this shit.
All right, then let me go past. I got it.
Hey, Jay, now I gotta get this one serious thing out the way before I get to joking because I was a little perturbed. I was a little pissed off now.
Okay.
And now why are we all of a sudden trying to rate shows now, Jay? I heard you asked BET about the show this week and how he rated it now. Why all of a sudden we rating shows? And he answered motherfucker because evidently everybody read what I put on the board, so that's why they was answering according. It was a benefit show, and if it didn't have damn grudge race, why are we rating a benefit race? Why? I just want to know that answer, and then I might be all right.
Yeah, no. The question was, BET has said he had made the statement that, you know, he gonna call out all the races and who don't do what, and he was gonna. So I asked him how was the race, and I asked him what according to him, and he gave it A+, and I said okay, if he gonna be the one that said that he's gonna call out all the races, so I just told him go ahead. No, don't wait until his show night. Tell me how was the race. And he gave it an A+ and a 100. So, I mean, we moved on.
Yeah, but we shouldn't even have to ask that question. That wasn't no question for no benefit rate. But anyway, though, I got to go back now since I didn't want to do this tonight, but since you're paying me this shit, huh? You know I'm the program director for shipping out the goddamn Preparation A shit. Well, we had a box that came back. Because it came back because they said the address was messed up on it, so we didn't know who had ordered it. So after we checked out the label and everything and scanned it, it didn't come up with nothing but a phone number. And the phone number came up, and then
when you get the phone number, can I get that person on? Can you call out the number and I get Lady A to dial the number?
Yeah, dial his number, Lady A.
Lady A,
you got some echo.
I'm here.
Yeah, somebody got the mic open.
All right, we need to dial this number because after we got this shipment, this box back and everything, it didn't want to put no name on it, but after we scanned it with the doggone the barcodes and everything, it came back with a phone number because you had to have a phone number. So this is the phone number you need to call it. Eh? You ready?
Yes.
It's 404-353-3716. Now, I looked that number up, and it was an Atlanta area phone number.
Right.
And Jay Bond, do that number look familiar to you?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Now, 404, what was the last four again?
3716.
Yeah, that's your damn attorney.
Yeah, you know what? I knew that number. That was goddamn, that number came back to goddamn tight, man, because he really got his asshole blown out this weekend down there been on that goddamn raid. He was trying to goddamn get a box of them goddamn Preparation A's on the slide where nobody ain't nobody.
And hide his name.
And hide his goddamn. But we ran his ass down though.
Well, listen, I'm glad that we found out who it came back. But dog, let's send him a consolation prize and send him some of that chapstick.
you gotta get him on so he can defend himself. Cause I hate to say this, and he gonna probably kick me in the nuts. But you know where he was at this weekend, don't you?
I think his mic is open. That's why I want you to give him the damn
he was down here. Y'all keep on talking about the House of Hoop, but since I'm on here now to defend it, when he was out here at Candyland. Now he was at Candyland, and I saw him out there, and I saw him over there asking the man for an apron, and I didn't know what the hell he needed an apron for, but he got a goddamn apron. And he was out there sweeping the goddamn track at Candyland.
That goddamn Dolomite. Why Dolomite was doing that?
Goddamn tight man to find a way to get out of anything, won't
it? Hey, I'm just saying, man. God. Hey, dog.
So in other words, that box of Preparation H, that wasn't really for your asshole.
Oh yeah, hey Jay, I'm dog. You talk too damn much, but I need an extra long tip because I got to put it on myself. And hey, got my asshole blowed out with 007, and then turned back around and I bet with bad luck. I done renamed one man in the grudge game.
Jay, what he really meant to tell you was, see, you know, I miss him. You know, me and Tack Man was hand in hand damn near all day. When I got my ass blowed out, I didn't see Tack Man for a minute. I thought maybe he had left. But what he really did was he sneaked over there. When he found out we was going to run the Nova right, he sneaked his ass over there and betted all his money on the goddamn Nova and got his ass blowed out again.
Tack Man. Tight man, I mean, what's wrong? Your eyes are clouded. What's wrong, Tight? You can't see?
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. These old eyes played a trick on the hustler, man. The hustler got hustled. Messed around and looked at little Red Riding Hood, and I went in with him against Giganto. And you know one thing my mama did tell me, don't bring no nasty girls to the house.
Giganto left with a lot of people's money.
Huh? They still over that county. They were selling food. They had food too. They still over that county.
Hold on one second. Lady A, can you get Boom on the line? I need to get Boom on.
Yes.
And and
you
might
well got that, but everybody else was about to go on to sleep, man. It's over with nutty.
Yeah.
Hey, but look here, Jay.
Damn it,
I tell you what I'm going to do, Jay. I ain't mad with you. I ain't mad with you now. I've been getting some texts that say I'm supposed to be mad with you. I just got two texts and he called me Uncle Tom now. But I'm going to tell you, I'm finna recruit one of your people now. I'm finna recruit one of your members. I'm going to recruit Buck Naked, because Buck Naked come up with some good shit now. I think I'm going to recruit Buck Naked out of Grill G.
Hey, I'm a mail him to you. Wait, what address you want him to be? I'm mail it to you, dog. Don't worry.
The records we got for Buck Naked to get out of that there, he got to start raising somebody. God damn it. And he can't have no deals around him.
Hello.
Jay Vaughn, when are y'all going to start tripping the damn track? I got shit some of these motherfuckers up. I wasn't going this weekend. I told Joe I wasn't going. I told everybody I was going. But I did take David Floyd to him. I will be there.
I just got another memo, and I love Buck Naked. I love Buck Naked. But he telling another a goddamn lie. That bitch ain't going nowhere.
Hey, dog, you take them to the bank. You take them to the bank, homie.
Hold up.
Hey,
I don't want to
take shit
to the
bank. Are y'all going to strip the surface, or what y'all going to do down there? Are y'all going to begin to strip the track?
Send your $1,000 in, and then I don't give a damn if you don't come. We just want that money.
I tell you what, 9 o'clock in the morning, it would be there.
Oh, shit. Well, that sounds like you got his mess back.
Hello. Have anybody checked the damn hunting report? Is the hunting in the woods? What's the hunting report?
Bond.
What's the hunting report?
Jay Vaughn, ask me the question, sir, about the track, sir. Tasting dates are Thursdays and Fridays, from my understanding that I heard. So when are you guys going to start prepping the track? And
the
are you going to
strip the first day it don't rain. The first, whatever day it don't
tomorrow.
Rain, we'll be there working, sir. You can come by there anytime. We'll be there all day working on the track.
I'm going to tell all y'all out there listening, if anybody come on here, Saturday night, or goddamn it, or Sunday, then that track wasn't hooking, Jay Boy's going to have a goddamn fit on your ass now.
We're going to do the very best. I'll say it like that. We're going
to
do the very best we can.
I
mean, we got
to do it when it was 140 degrees.
That's my lawyer talking.
Ain't no other dick suckers. If it had been Mike Hill or Jeff Miles, goddammit, you'd have already been in front of one of those special shows. Goddammit, dog got that dick in his mouth and he didn't even use all his own chapstick.
Hey, Bond.
Yeah, I'm here.
Are y'all going to strip that surface since ain't nobody ran on it all yet? No rubber. What you going to do?
But nigga, if you let me work the damn track and you make sure your car right, I promise you. You know, let me.
I'm asking the question for myself and other people too. Other people want to know these questions too.
The track gonna be good, but nigga, you just make sure your car right.
Okay.
You make sure your car right, but nigga. Get off the line. That, you know, just get your ass off the line without breaking.
Hold on, Jay. His car got to be right because he ain't ran that motherfucker nowhere.
Last time I heard, you got a damn good point. And the last time it was under deer attack. I don't know how. What in the hell do you do when you're caught under deer attack? I don't know. But if Butt Naked get his car where it won't break. I'll get him down through that, I promise you.
All right, now I'm holding you accountable. I want my $1,000. We can't leave that line. I want it back.
Well, Buck Naked, it depends on what you're trying to shoot from 0-0-0. You know, you got
to. That's how I'm going to blow the tires on.
We might just give Buck Naked $1,000 if he make it down there with his car.
Oh, shit. No,
all I can say, when we get down on Friday, we don't want no bullshit. We cut.
All the thing I'm going to tell you, dog, don't bet Buck Naked no $1,000 that he won't be there. I'll go pick his ass up. I know he'll come.
Don't goddamn coming, man.
He's coming. I'm still trying to get Boomer on, let's see what it's saying here, and David Floyd. But,
hey, Boom on Wheels, he don't want to talk to nobody, dog, but Tony Barnes.
Tony Barnes, yeah.
Yeah, he talks to Tony Barnes anytime. Well, hold on, y'all. I see it got a couple of numbers here, but this one, you know, it ain't often. This is one of Tony Barnes' number one fans. Atomic Dog, how you doing today?
What's going on, Jay?
All right.
I'm just sitting back listening to the show, though, man.
Okay. All right, I seen you. Let me get another one of these things. For y'all that don't know, that's the promoter of the year, Atomic Dog out of Texas. And Atomic Dog got some races coming up. When your races coming up, Atomic Dog?
We got a big one coming up. All roads lead to Texas, you know, coming up April the 6th, Houston Motorsports Park. It'll be a good event. Got some people coming down from both sides, Roy Jenkins and non-Roy Jenkins. Should be a good show, man. We also got a show later on after that coming up in Rockingham, North Carolina, which is, you know, World Grudge Nationals. And following that, I got a show along with Roy Jenkins and me and Sharp Racing, August 10th, Dallas Raceway. And following that, we're going to do one. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How you doing? You know, I be getting the inside scoop on a lot of shit. I heard Mississippi Nightmare asking for 1-1 from you.
When we get to the track, we'll see what Mississippi Nightmare should not be asking for nothing from me. When I get my car working, you know, I don't do a whole lot of gamins. They but we don't make them action. But one thing about Mississippi Nightmare, if you want to run me, we'll find a way to do something.
Okay, all right, Clark,
I
took your goddamn
song.
That deal
went up again. I'm just waiting on your running tight, man. You know, you don't want to do a whole lot when you're still in the saddle, you know. You're still trying to get this thing back in one piece, you know. I'm a one-man band, so anytime you try to put a car like that back together when you hurt some stuff for you, it take a little time, you know. So I'm a one-man show.
I understand.
Hold on one second. Y'all, I got the man of the hour. I got the David Floyd, you know, the baddest man in the land. David Floyd, how you doing today?
What's up? How you doing?
All right. I got a lot of folks on. Tell them what you got going on this weekend.
We got that 16 Caulfield Gamblers race for $16,000. Got a small block nitrous race. $2,000 to win, free entry. We got a 5-0 index race, a bunch of grudge races. And I think Big Ball and White Boys is locked in the race before the Gamblers race starts. Dang good race.
Well, I mean, what's the word on the street? How is it signing? How is it shaping up?
Man, everybody around here is talking big. It's going to be packed out, I think.
What time does the festivities start?
Gates open at 9 o'clock. Start going down the track at 11:30. We hope to get started between 2 and 2:30 racing.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Big Ball and White Boys race is locked in before the $16,000 race starts. So I guess that'll be somewhere between 1 and 2.
So they're going to try to come down and make some shakedown before.
That's correct.
Also,
there's going to be testing Friday night for whoever wants to come down starting at 4 o'clock. And I don't know how long it's going to last. You'll have to let them know that day.
Yeah, I guess, no, we'll ask until it gets cold, I guess. We'll go to whatever we need to do, depending on the crowd, I guess. And
I had a bunch of people call us just bringing the cars to come and find a grudge race. So there's going to be all kinds of people there for grudge race.
Yeah.
And ought to be pretty dang good because all these guys are fast. Got in this $1,000 entry fee race. They ain't a slouch in it.
Yeah, it is. It's Buck Naked in here.
Buck Naked? Buck Naked, did he text you and say he was coming in it, getting in it?
He has not paid his money yet, but he called me tonight and told me that more than likely he was going to be in it. He would let everybody know in his show tomorrow night. That was his exact words.
Thank you, David. They're trying to keep me in a lie.
David.
No, ain't nobody trying to get him in no lie now. We just said, David said we're no slouches in. But Buck Baker's going to get that number one slouch position. That's my homeboy. He got to show me. I'm gonna let y'all know before it gets started now. As soon as Buck Naked win that $16,000, I'm gonna be the first one on this jockey strap. But I'm the first one jumping on him for not getting in there.
Man, he ain't even gonna get in. He ain't signing
the money. Y'all leave it on. Buck Naked said his money be there tomorrow.
Hey, dog, you didn't hear that. So, you and David Ford didn't hear that strip in there, did you?
What strip was that? Talking about if he can't get out of the track, he want his money back? What's that?
I may get in it. May. That may word, that's a dangerous damn word right there.
Who in the hell said they may get in it? I didn't say that shit. Don't tell that lie on me.
David Ford said you said.
That's what he said, man. That's what he said.
Well, I'm getting in it. Word to the bar. Buck Naked get in it. In the ball of money.
Hey, ain't no money. Send your money.
Hey, Buck Naked. If you don't get in it, your word ain't shit and you eat shit.
We'll be in it.
A lot of money.
Y'all leave Buck Naked alone now. Buck Naked gonna send his money. Buck Naked gonna send his money. Now, David,
we only
got one problem with Buck Naked's money. You gotta have a goddamn. You better put on some gloves now, cause you know he's gonna send it by Deer Express. He's gonna send it by Deer Express.
Oh, you ain't worth a damn.
I want you to get a goddamn trophy this year at the Grudge Eat Banquet. I want you to have all the trophies made out of look like deers.
Courtesy of Butt Nigga.
Hey, Butt Nigga, yo, you got a bumper pull trailer, you got a gooseneck trailer, so I can be on standby.
I got a gooseneck trailer.
I got a gooseneck behind my dually, and I'll be on standby if you need me. So if a deer come out there and jump in your goddamn windshield, one call, that's all.
You better have a damn 6-0. That damn trail, I got to break a 6-0 down, boy.
Hey, man, damn that.
Let me tell you something.
I pull your trailer, and you don't pull shit, and I'll go around you. But anyway, I ain't talking about no truck. Damn that. I'm letting you know I got two duelists with goosenecks on standby. One of them is a 7-3 and one of them is a 6-0. If you have any damn problems, you just give me a call. It's free of charge. Free.
Everybody just don't worry about it. We got David Floyd on this thing now. And Jay, if you don't mind, I wouldn't mind if you asked about 3 or 4 or 5 of your callers who is their favorite this week for that damn David Floyd race? Who they think going to win it? My pick this week, and I had said Lethal Weapon at first, but I stepped in my damn, I'm bagging up and stepping in my own shit. I'm going with the white boys. I'm going with the white boys.
You going with the white boys over Big Bones?
What the fuck I just said, motherfucker? You're hard of hearing.
I take the white boys over Ball Factor.
Jay, ask about 3 or 4 of your callers what they said. I take the white boys. I think Big Ball, goddamn it, his ball's gonna be too big. I like the white boys.
I like the white boys.
Is Wick still on the line?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Wick, who you like, Big Ball?
No, you ain't got to ask him who he like. Just ask him who he like. You ain't got to give him no names, Jay. You motherfucker. Did I teach you how to goddamn run a show? Just ask the man who he picked out the damn 16.
Okay,
well,
right. 16.
I like
16.
I like Big Ball. Son.
Okay. See, that right there. That's a bet for me and Tyke right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull somebody over all y'all. I like Turbo Tim.
Yeah, oh, hey, you got 10-1 on. We're going to give you 10-1 on. We're going to get David Floyd. If you don't see, if David been drinking again, man, take that bottle from him, Jay. He said, Turbo Tim. Shit, you got 21 on.
He took his medication today.
Jay, ask somebody else, Jay. Who else you got on there? Ask somebody else.
What about
What about Tony Bond?
Jake, there you go again with that bullshit now. You got trying to show you how to have a respectable show. Just ask your goddamn callers who they pick and quit calling names, you bald head bastard.
I'm trying to ask Tony Barnes who he
likes. Tommy Dow, who is your pick, sir? Come off of mute, please. Let me take over this show. He busted.
Thank you, Tom.
I like the white boys too, man. They track down Anna. I think it's gonna do.
That's why I changed my bet there. Okay. That's why I changed my bet, Tommy.
I'm going to Biz. Hold on, y'all. I'm gonna get them.
Biz is in his big muscle-head, his muscle-head ass in there. If he come in that motherfucker, he 11-1 on the dog. Turbo 10 is 10-1 on the dog.
Who?
Biz, you that Biz?
Man, I pick me.
Oh, shit. Hey, Biz, I'm going to bet you 500 to 100.
I like the fight. No, get it up there. No, they ain't big enough. I'm coming down
1,000 to 200 then, fuck it.
No, that's the same thing. I'm going to bet 50 to your 2,000.
If I had 2,000, bitch, I might be in it. But I tell you what, motherfucker, since I heard you and Lil Tony on the phone the other day then, bitch, won't you and Lil Tony lock Smokey in with that goddamn yellow bitch-ass car he got?
Hold on. You want a stock suspension 2012.
Hold on, don't come with that bullshit. We don't name no motherfucking Paul. We run ETs around this motherfucker. Don't come with that, Biz. I respect you now. Don't make me put a motherfucking tail on your ass. He was already locked in with me before. He was a punk and paid the fucking punk out money. Tell that bitch motherfucker to lock in, goddammit. Down there and make him with that goddammit 2010, whatever kind of motherfucking car you want to say it is, bitch. And you can bring your motherfucking ass down there, and I'll lock you in right behind it, motherfucker.
So you saying you run ET. So you want me to lock in a 440 car to run against a 7-0 car?
Well, you want to run motherfucking bracket racing, put your number on your motherfucking window then.
Hey, I got some guys want to come from Chicago, Jay Barnes, with air conditioning. Shorty, he want to bring his S10 down there. Is he gonna be in street cars down there?
Oh, definitely. It's always street cars. That's all Mickey got to offer is a damn street car.
Yeah, the Icy Barnes will be there.
Yeah.
Okay. if my car is on the premises, dog.
I don't want to hear that ill shit, motherfucker. If you want to lock me in, I'll lock you in with any car you set in. We lock in right now, 500 on 25 or better. Any car you ride at it, I'm glad you changed it because I sit in. I don't give a fuck if you sit in the motherfucker all day, bitch. If we come out racing, I'll lock your motherfucking ass in 500 on 25 or better. You got the back tie as long as you down in Macon.
Okay, hold on. Let me get the gamma straight. All I got to do is sit in the car, and it got to go down the track.
I don't give a damn what you do, as long as you turn the wind light on inside me. I don't give a fuck what you do.
So all I got to do is sit in the car, it go down the track, and in that car, that
like
I sat
said,
in,
you
it went down.
Like I said, you can tell them words all the fuck you want. When the light come down, if you sit in the car and go down the track and turn the wind light on, you get the money. If you don't, bitch, I'm going to knock your asshole clean the fuck out, and I'm going to give you a free box of goddamn it, Preparation H.
So all I got to do is sit in that car, it go down the track, and that car that I sat in the track, it went down, got to turn the wind light on. Lock in.
Nope, you can't fool me with that dumb shit you just trying to do.
You
don't realize I've been doing this since as long as you've been breathing, boy.
Oh, dog. That motherfucker said something I don't like, Ben. What you mean we from the motherfucking South, Ben?
Hold on, Ty. You weren't supposed to hear that, man.
Damn it.
You weren't supposed to hear that.
Okay, we're going to blow your asshole out. You come down here, dog. What you say, 5 on 25?
Yes, sir.
I got another 1,000 I want to put with that. I'm going to stop this shit. I'm going to cease this shit. 3,500, man.
I like that. The car that I sit in, it go down the track and it turn the wind light on. I like that. Lock that in.
Hold on.
Ben.
Yes.
I got a demo for you. I lock that in on that 5 on 25, but I'm going to turn around and lock my demo in. That the car you sit in, go down and turn on the wind light. I'm gonna bet you 5,000 5,000 to your goddamn 3,500, a red light come on.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, okay.
As soon as they leave the track, as soon as they leave the light, that red light come on. Now, I don't like that.
Oh, okay. As soon as you go down by yourself, your red light come on.
Oh, no, no, you forgot. I told him. I said we're going to both be on the line at the same time when them lights come down.
I know, but you know what, dog? He heard what you said, but he didn't say none of that shit you said. He said if he get in a car, whatever
he's
sitting in.
Hey, Ty. Now, why you waking up the dead? Let the dead
sleep. Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know who you call the dead because you
but
damn sure didn't fool me with that shit.
Okay, you ain't going to drink my bar now. God damn. You know Wick ain't too far from goddamn making that. You talking that shit.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You seen King Kong, your asshole got blowed out.
No, last time I seen King Kong, Donye let go.
I'm talking
about
your asshole was blowed out then too, so the last two times you seen King, your asshole got blowed out.
Okay. Well, I know Lil Red Riding Hood ain't going to blow nothing out.
Oh, shit. I'm on mute.
Open up his mic, Jay.
Motherfucker done muted my goddamn mic to that Jay Bourne, that raggedy motherfucker show he got. God damn. Motherfucker, damn it. Man. Hey, I forgot. Jay, you still on the phone, Jay? Hey, if anybody on the phone with Jay, tell him to stop playing that goddamn graveyard-ass music when he making them a fucking announcement, man. That goddamn sorry-ass music he be playing, man. Goddamn. I like Beers, motherfucking old ragged-ass show, Pro Stock Joe show or some shit, man. And he got all this goddamn noise on this motherfucking show. David Frost, you still out there, David?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tyke, man, go ahead and conduct that interview about who they picked in this race this weekend, man. Who else out on the phone? Who else, Mike Oden?
But Nick.
But Nick, you already picked your pick. You took your pick.
Okay.
David,
you
pick David Floyd, who you pick out of them 16?
I told you, I got 10 to 1 odds. Hell, I ain't got to put up 100 to 1,000. Shit, I'm keeping my bet.
Who you going with? Oh, you said Trevor O'Teal. Oh, I forgot. You've been drinking. Shit, you've been drinking. You've been drinking. I might give you 10 to 1 odds. He don't get out the first round.
Now, on the grudge race, I got white boys on the grudge race.
Well, we ain't going to talk about the grudge race.
I thought you were talking about the grudge race. I ain't talking about the whole race.
No, Buck Naked, I'm talking about the whole motherfucking race we talking about. We ain't talking about the good race, goddammit. I'm talking about that whole goddamn race. The goddamn white boy's going to fuck every bitch up that comes to that track, sadly.
Who you like, Buck Naked, in the race?
Shit, I like me.
And Buck Naked got a 15-1 odds.
Can I bet you a little something, Buck Naked, that you'll make the first round?
Yeah, we can bet on that.
All right. This Wit, I want to bet you $500 you don't make the first round.
Now, don't say he don't make it, Wit. Say he don't make it out of it, because he got to be in it. Just say he don't make it out of the first round.
Yeah, you got to make it out of the first round.
Listen that you in my money. Oh, no.
See, Wit got me in the team back.
I had him fucked up all the way.
Yeah, Wit, I'm on the retainer to Wit. I got to do Wit race down there, so I can't let you screw him yet. I'm his secondary lawyer.
Hey man, I want to bet $500 you don't make it out. You don't win your first round, man.
There you go. That's how you. There you go, Wit. You know what you meant, Buck Naked had your ass there for a minute.
Let me tell you like this. When I bring up 16,000 back, the whole club gonna be on me that night. Be somewhere to be found, man.
Hey, Buck Naked, you win. I want to see you on the stripper pole. I want to see your round ass on that stripper pole. I ain't like everybody else. I'm gay. I want to see your ass on that stripper pole.
Hey, if that man win that race, he should play the lottery that day. He probably could have won the lottery, man.
Let me tell you something, boy. I'm going to show you something.
Hey, ain't that no better. Goddamn it, fucking David Floyd got to be that bump his head when he said Triple 10.
because Big Ball said so.
Hey, Turbo Tim and Bo Decker got about as good a chance of winning as DJ Grant, and he ain't even in it.
You know why I think Big Ball going to win that race? You should have seen Stevie over at Vat Austin looking at them boys go fast, man. That shit, Stevie, boy, he was looking like a baby, man.
Hey, dog.
Hey, man, y'all forget DC?
Yeah.
You gonna wait for him to take this to the bank and bleed this shit. Somebody from Alabama gonna win that money.
I'm saying y'all forgetting about CeCe.
Did I just say somebody from Alabama gonna win that money? It gonna be CeCe.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I tell you what I'm gonna do. Buck Nagy.
I'm listening.
I'm gonna bet you $100. CC don't make it out of the first round. Me and you.
I gotta bring on my caller here. Hold on. He's been waiting for a minute. I didn't see him down there. Y'all know him by the name of the champ, better known as Mississippi Joe. Mississippi Joe, welcome to George Race.
Left him off. He left him off.
Hey, hello, haters.
What's up, Joe?
All I want to do is say hello to everybody. Goodbye.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
What's up?
You know, who you pick out of the 16 to win?
I'm coming test.
DJ Grant.
I think it's CC coming test Friday and get a hold to the track. I think they'll win it all. Who you said, Joe?
I said
CC out of Mobile, Alabama, get over there and test Friday and get a hold to the track. They will win it all.
I'm going to bet you $1,000 to 100.
Man, I ain't seen $1,000, so you know I ain't gonna bet.
You ain't gotta put up with $100.
I ain't seen
$100. Oh.
Big Ball Factor.
I got a question. Is it a certain time that this race supposed to go on?
Well, like he said, we're gonna try to start the race at least about no later than 3:00. No later. We're gonna try to.
Okay.
It's gonna be a little chilly, so we're gonna try to start it if everybody get there and agree. Around at least about maybe even 1:00 even, but no later. No, at the latest, 3:00 at the latest.
Jay Barnes, I got a serious question for you and David about about David's show. Is that when you're having a gambler's race and a big race like that, you want both lanes to have rub on. What are you all going to do about the ones that insist to go down one side of the lane?
Man, ain't nobody think about that till they get there.
Well,
Joe got a good point. They gotta make sure you go equal amount of cargo down both lanes.
So, motherfucker, you got that. Don't worry about no lane.
Okay, no problem. If hold on, let me tell you, I answer that question since David answered. If he let me run the lane. I'm going to make sure it ain't going to be no one lane traveling. I mean, we're going to alternate the lanes. If we let 5 cars go down one lane, we're going to close that one off and let 5 go down the hood. Otherwise, we're going to let 2 go down at a time.
It'd be best to let them go down 2 at a time.
Well, see, if they're in the race and they want to test by themselves, for that kind of money, we got to let them test by themselves. But we can, like you said. We can alternate them lanes. So if one guy come around and he make a pass in the right lane, then the next time he come around, he can make a pass in the left lane. But we're going to make sure each lane, equal amount of cars go down each lane.
Hey, dog, you said that you can talk on the mic and run the lanes at the same time?
Man, I can do all this shit and everything else. That ain't no big deal. Shit, that ain't nothing to do. That ain't nothing but a damn
deal. And tree a motherfucker, too.
Hello.
Dog, that's also the reason, you know, we got that 5-0 class.
But I understand what they're saying. Like Joe said, that was a good question. Where some people always think that's the best lane and everybody want to take one lane. We're not going to let nobody go down just one lane all day. Not none that day.
I'm going to tell all the promoters out here something. If you plan on having these big events and you plan on for your track to work, you gotta stop letting the races go down one lane.
You always gonna have a fucked up track if you do. Both lanes gonna have to have rubble, regardless who you piss off.
Sound like you already crying for the car, get ready.
Well, I am, man. I ain't gonna whoop nobody this year. Hey, man, the gangster boot dead and gone. We all broke, ain't got no money. I got to go to the boot stamp office tomorrow.
As you saying that, I'm just telling you, sound like you're crying for the car get here.
I told you I am, Witt. You're not listening to me. I am crying.
Joe, this 601, man, 902. This 902, Joe, the tunnel in the house found it.
Well, hey, man, listen. I done lied to everybody and told them the car
gonna
be ready.
Answer my question, man. Answer my question. The tunnel in the house
found. No, you ain't got enough rank on it to be coming on tonight and answer your question. You answer mine, goddamn. I'm the
best. Wow, no. I see your ass in the water box.
I'm
we'll
the
see you in the water box. I'm gonna let you talk
to
me.
Go back over there and change the
plant
or do something.
I'm going on my bike, but I'm going to talk to you.
Go over there and change the goddamn change on your motorcycle or something.
Nah, we waiting on y'all to come out of Texas with that boot, with Jackson boot.
We
waiting on y'all
to
leave out of Texas.
Hey, we broke. I'm going to let everybody know we broke. We can't afford to get it out. We haven't been paid, man. I done lied to try to uplift us that whole black phone box and all kind of shit, man. So, you know what it is? What it is? I'm just telling y'all because y'all
going to
find out sooner or later.
Hey, can I ask you a question about the booth?
You can ask me anything, Witt. That don't mean I'm going to fucking
house it. Oh, I just want to not. I was trying to see who's going to be driving against the booth.
You. 901. You going to be driving, Witt.
Tony's still going to be driving?
No, I just said you're going to be driving, Witt. So
I know
Tony's
going to
be driving, you're
going to
be driving.
You know, I'm
driving. Well, you don't drive at me. Oh, you. The other night you told me you were driving. So you lied to me?
I'm going to drive. I told you I was going to be driving.
Drive
right up in the gangster boo ass.
Hey,
that motherfucker?
Hey, man, the gangster boo is dead, man. Why y'all still talking about that guy? It ain't even relevant.
Hey, it is relevant when it come out. It is gonna be relevant.
No, hey man, when is a long goddamn time. Remember that now, Witt.
Good job, well, you know. I mean, you know, when it come, it's coming.
Hey, Joe, your brother.
Hey, Joe.
See, your brother used to win the food out. He ain't used to win no good games. I had his ass excited over there.
Okay, call a guy. I got my money.
He used to win no shootout. They're playing shit.
Yeah. Hey, Witt, I gotta go on admit on national radio, you are the baddest man in grudge racing right now.
Yeah.
You are the baddest man in grudge racing right now.
Yeah.
Just keep
your head
down.
I already made my plan.
That's all I want.
I made
you're
my
doing
plan.
A good
Once
job,
I fuck-
Witt, and I like your style. Keep up the good work.
Once I fucked the gangster boo up, which I would have been and did if y'all would have raised all these people telling us gangster boo was spirited and gangster boo was spirited.
Everybody know where how you chased us and how you died us to move and everything.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, we got coming. So that easy shit gonna be over with.
soon as y'all told that motherfucker, don't get to crying telling me the track ain't good and the one lane ain't right. Get your ass over there.
Hey, get what? I'll be the first one telling the whole grudge where the track ain't right. We ain't right.
And I want to get some more shit understood why we talking about this bullshit, too. I know what he's going to try to do, but I'll fade them anywhere they want to go. But don't try to come with that old high bidding shit. See, I'm still running for the same thing.
Hey, man, you just said you were fading with it, so we ain't got no problem. Now move on to the next question.
Yeah, I just want to get all this understood.
Hey,
when
move on
come out,
to the next question, Whit. You just said.
Yeah, I don't want you to be dodging
you
me.
You just said, hey, Whit, let me tell you something.
You motherfucker been fucking me.
Never.
Oh, you run shootout, motherfucker. That's been a little money. I'm going to run you for 3 to 5. 3 to 5. That's my limit. 3 to 5.
Oh, that's good. You're going to get a bet for 5. You know that. 5 is good.
No, I might want to do 5.
Man, you got some boys with him.
We ain't going to get no right. Because when we come get you, we know how to shut your mouth. We going to dig in your goddamn pocket.
That's why I said. I know what's up with you boys.
Yeah, we going to dig in your motherfucking pockets. I'm telling the whole world, boy, we going to break you for sucking eggs on all this goddamn show.
You don't break me. I'm going to run you for 3 to 5. And Whit, let me explain something to you.
Why you nine times in one day.
Let me explain something to you now.
Go ahead,
the money you know, all that big money shit ain't shit to me. That ain't nothing. But that ain't what I'm on right now. I'm on some more shit. You know what I'm saying? So I run you for 3 to 5.
We just agreed 5. Come on, you said for 3 to 5. What is we arguing about? What is we going back and forth about?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, so thank you, Whit. I guess you just got out of bed. Well, you can relieve your frustration out on me, Whit. It was a time I couldn't take it, but I can take it tonight.
We run for 2 steps, Joe.
They say you forgot to put some gas in the motorcycle. Run back down in the back and put it in there.
See what you pay him to do.
You know what? What
should
I tell you to do? Fly? Go to
the breakaway?
Hey, man.
I'm the lowest on the totem pole.
Tell you to run and get the tire. Run around the gadget house. Get the nitrogen bottle. Man, look,
yeah,
I never
use all
that big power. And get your tax wrap. All this
and that. No, that's why me and you got things to come. That's why I can tell you what you forgot to do because I be doing it.
Yeah. But we gonna all rap. Man, we gonna fuck this boy. We gonna have Travis looking like a motherfucker. Hey, we gonna have Travis looking like a motherfucking frog. We gonna bag out this shit.
Hey, keep on fucking with me.
I'm gonna
tell you something.
Bag out I'm this
gonna
shit.
Tell you something. When we take that car and whoop that big ass motherfucker you feeling, y'all gonna
hey,
look
no
like shit.
You crying. Hey, I'm gonna bet y'all this biz and all y'all, everybody on this line. I knocked Travis' ass off about 3 times in a row for that nickel. Travis gonna get the track in his motherfucking head.
Hey,
Travis gonna say, God damn, now what is that?
Hey, wait, you gonna look up with a G-body. When a G-body starts spinning, I run a back half Camaro.
I don't
know,
but look.
How you gonna look, Whit, when that motherfucker pull that off? How you gonna look, Whit? You gonna look mighty bad when a stock suspension motherfucker fuck you up.
I ain't got no back end.
Anybody at that. And we don't care if you put your 315 on there or your 29, either one.
I'm gonna show you, Whit.
I'm going to make you boy reverse lights come on. Y'all got some white lights on that motherfucker?
Hey, wait, man. Right now, we know you're going to do what you say. I don't even know why I'm arguing with you because you the baddest motherfucker ever raced this year. So I ain't going to even argue with you.
I just gave y'all a preview.
The whole first world going to be looking at you.
That was a preview.
You didn't think
she crossed
her ass so hard?
The Rudy made the Hattie Burger. We made the Hattiebird. I'm going to knock the motherfucker's ass off over there.
We're going to get crazy.
Them 3 days there, boy, it was going to be, what?
I bet you don't even attempt to bring King Kong out there. I bet that. And we'll be ready. ready while Kong ready. We'll test on Kong.
Hey, I tell you what, though. I'm going to promise you this.
Hey,
you can watch it.
Lock it in.
Hold on, let me explain what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to run y'all whatever I have at the track. I might have Kong at the track. Y'all might be at the track. I'm going to run you. I might have Shawn at the track. Y'all be at the track. I'm going to run you. We might have Candy Kane at the track.
I'm going to tell you the real definition of a bad motherfucker. Y'all fucked up when y'all let us, when we wrecked that bitch and had to do it over. You done fucked up, boy. We already was
Y'all done fucked up too. Y'all done let me get hold to some shit and figure out some shit. Y'all done fucked up too.
You got, man, listen, as long as you got your tuna, we gonna fuck you up. Cause like you said, you got some power, and all you gonna do is blow the motherfucking tire. That's all. You ain't gonna be, man, okay.
Did I blow the tire when I ran you? Answer that question.
When?
Motherfucker, when I ran against the boot, did I blow the tires away?
When you run us.
Don't worry about it. Act like you slow and shit. But let me explain something to you. Only time I blow the tires away is to set one of you ignorant motherfuckers up.
Calm down, Whit.
I blow the tires away just for you motherfuckers to get out. But Tony and them can look and these motherfuckers can look and say, oh, yeah, JD, we got him. Then I got there and put that motherfucking shit in.
Wait, you got power now. It ain't going to be manageable.
You crazy
motherfucker. You're not going to be able to deal with no power. I know you're going to have some power. That's why I say you will never get it right.
Bad money.
Did you see what that
day all right, man.
Did you see what that day that fuck joke?
You ain't got no power, Whit. King Kong ain't getting out of his own goddamn way.
King Kong, a runner. One thing about it, you ain't get your ass up there.
Well, we were scared of you. We scared of you now.
Yeah, you sure didn't get your ass up there.
Well, it remains to be seen in 2013, though.
Right. Because you didn't do nothing. You can't say King Kong wouldn't get out of the way because you wouldn't get in the way.
Yeah, everybody know we were scared of that car. Everybody know how you was chasing us, and we kept telling you no and running from you and all kind of shit. Everybody know it ain't no secret to the grudge we're with.
Yeah, man, y'all motherfuckers ain't done shit, man, with no good. Man. Y'all want
no,
a couple
we ain't gonna never do nothing to burn you off.
I don't want y'all a couple of belts. Some bullshit ass belts.
If you keep talking, I have my boy down in Texas blow his ass off more than he can get.
Get in you some grudges, man. Engage and don't be cumbersome, man. I don't want to run this. You got backhand. You got this, you got that. Don't nobody want to hear that bullshit. That's the gangsta.
Wait, I wouldn't give a motherfucking lovely fuck what nobody wanted. I say what I want to say. When I get
so why
is
you on the phone?
Why
you on the phone? Arguing with a goddamn motherfucker ain't racing, man. Get your racist out
don't
there
know.
This for the weekend, man.
He still
you
don't
got
to
get with no motherfucker, man.
They are not even doing shows. Your motherfucking phone, man.
Hey,
hey, Fizz.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna be mad when he find out I got twins on the way, man. I got a girl pregnant. I'm gonna fuck them boys up, dude. Goddamn, I'll tell you. I'm gonna fuck them boys up so bad, man. I'm telling you, I'm going to make Travis say, God damn, go get the scratch in his head. He said, them goddamn 901 boy got some shit coming out.
Hey, but BET, hey, I do got to say this. This was between Wit and Joe. Why did you have to jump in there?
Man, I got tired of listening to that shit, man. God damn,
but,
bitch.
Well, I mean, what I'm just saying,
man.
Man, that was
going nowhere, man.
But you got,
I got to tune in for the hill. I got to tune in for the hill. Hear something about the motherfucking race.
I understand that. I understand that. But you got two dominant males talking, BT. Why ain't
but
you
what
come
I'm
in
saying,
and tell? But you don't give
me
100. Why ain't you tell Wit to be quiet? Why ain't you tell Wit to be quiet?
What I'm saying, I want to ask you something. Why are you...
Huh?
Why you ain't?
I can hear you. I hear you breaking up. Is that my phone or is that his phone?
That's his phone.
Okay. BET.
BET in the woods somewhere. That's his phone.
Yeah. Yeah, that was okay. Cool.
I mean, you told him right then, though, Biz. He should just let me and Joe handle that.
Yeah, man. Don't do that, man. Y'all too free. I mean, y'all two bosses, man. Man, y'all could have handled that. Y'all was having fun. That's what the grudge game was about. Y'all was having fun, man. Now, BET jumping there is going to get blown.
Well, fuck that, what me and you going to do? Let's me and you have some goddamn fun, bitch.
Hey.
Fuck that.
I mean,
are we
going to
lock
dog.
Off for this goddamn Saturday, bitch?
I'll be there, but this I'm going to play you, dog. This I'm going to play you. You ever
my real car, motherfucker.
You remember that show, remember that movie, Sugar Hill, when Wesley Snipes' brother told the old man, Sal, I don't want none of you. I'm scared of you. I'm scared of you, dog.
I want you to be there. We're going to have a good time. I'm going to have a surprise for your ass, though. Bring your suit with you.
My birthday suit?
Oh, man, bring your driving suit, motherfucker, because you know you got a big-ass head. You know, goddamn well, we can't find no, but I can find a helmet for that big-ass head of yours.
You know what? I was thinking how I'm going to get that helmet on the plane, you know? I was thinking that, you know? I think I'm going to use it as a carry-on.
Hey, Wit, you going to be down there, Wit?
Nah, I ain't going to make it, dog.
God damn, man.
Come on, just hang out. Don't bring a car. Just hang out.
I'll be testing a little bit Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the only reason why we ain't coming. We're gonna do a little testing that weekend.
Well, damn it, I'm looking at snow right now.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me get BET live. BET, you are on.
Listen,
huh?
we're gonna call you from the truck phone. After this number,
niggas
in.
Hold on, you on now?
You on
now, BT? You on the show? I clicked you in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, look, I'm gonna ask you, B, why before I got cut off, we're going through a bad area. Look here, man. Why you ain't in this shit? Now I don't want to argue with no motherfucker ain't racist. I know what you're doing. Like I said, he just trying, goddammit, trying to show. No, he ain't no fucking factor, man. That way he really kidding
me. But BT,
but everybody got damn eye up everybody's ass, man.
But BT,
check this out.
Everybody know that the gangsta boo was a factor when it was out. Everybody go through a spell. It's hurt. Hold on. Not only that, it's hurt. You seen with your own eyes the type of accident that it was in. Like, come on, man. Be 100.
Hold on, bitch. Hold on, bitch. Why the fuck is you arguing with a motherfucker don't do nothing but shoot videos and can't do that right?
Yeah, you're right. I can't.
Where the hell is Jay Vaughn? Jay Vaughn,
Ain't now one of them gonna shut up.
Yeah, hey, BET, but BET, BET. If you look at it, bro, if you look at it, honestly,
BET came back on here with that shit. He doing the stupid, silly shit.
He did come back on there with it. He did come back on there with it, bro.
All y'all got to do is just listen to Biz. Biz was trying to mediate the shit.
I'm trying to.
Biz was trying to mediate the shit, but you're right, though. Somebody out there is shit, though. I got to learn to be quiet.
But BET, if you look. Hold on, Joe. Hey, Joe, let me say this. Hey, Joe, let me say this. Hey, man. BET, if you look at it, man, it is harder to win a freaking hat race than it is to win a freaking grudge race. A grudge race is one shot, one kill. A hat race. Let me finish. I'm going to let you talk. A shootout, you got to go through five freaking rounds and run five different cars, and your car got to do the same thing five times in a row, or four times in a row, or three times in a row. It ain't like a freaking shootout.
Hold on.
Hey,
let me ask a question, Joe. I'm not arguing.
Hold on, Joe. Go ahead, BT. What'd you say, BT?
You're faster than the rest of the car. All the cars are slower than you. So how is it harder? You ain't got to
be. Okay. Well, check this out. Tell me. Okay, you're right. But that ain't his fault that he got a faster car. So that ain't his fault. But check this out. What car came at the gangster boo? What car charged at the boo that they did not race? Which car charged at him when it was with Tony and Travis and Mississippi Joe, when them three was with the car? Tell me one car was charging at him that they ducked for 2 or 3 months.
Here's the thing, bitch.
No. Before you say that, tell me which car. No, hold on. I'm going to let you talk. I'm going to let you talk. Tell me which car. If you don't know none, just say that, and then I'm going to let you talk. Tell me which car that they ducked with that car. Any of them in the United States, which car did they duck with that car when Tony, Travis, and Joe was all three together? Tell me which car they ducked.
They didn't duck no cars. All the cars stepped up to him with Big Low, really. You know,
okay.
Here's the thing I'm thinking of right now.
Okay.
That was then, man. We ain't studying that shit now, man. That motherfucker ain't hit the track. Until that zombie hit the track, then we'll talk about Joe.
Hold on. BT. The man was in, you know how people say they were in a, what they call it when you, catastrophic, failure in the car? They flipped the damn car. Hold on, BT. They flipped the damn car 8 times, man. But they supposed to get that back ready in 2 months? So they supposed to sit quiet from October when they flip the car until they bring it back out. So you telling me they should just be silent?
I got him, Joe.
Can I speak now, man? He'll be talking on here, so big goddamn driver. He don't need to sell motherfucking bank, though. He ain't contributing shit to the motherfucker.
So you saying everybody know Travis is a freaking introvert. The man quiet. He don't mess with nobody. Everybody know Joe speaks for that car. If we're going to keep it 100 on the show, since Travis done been the owner of the car, I just come around. Since I met the man don't say too much to nobody. So Joe been speaking for the car and been the damn spokesman for the car since I known him. So you telling me by him being the spokesman of the car, he ain't supposed to say nothing. But you can come on and say what he want to say. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, Joe should shut the fuck up until the car come out. He just got on the radio when a motherfucker front him with it. He said, "Oh no, I was just lying, blowing fucking smoke, man. I'm tired. Nobody want to hear this goddamn bullshit." He said one thing this week. Next week, now I recant that. I was just lying.
Come on, BT. Everybody know when Joe is playing, man. Come on, BT. Now you getting serious. Everybody know when the man's playing,
can
man.
I speak now, BT?
Go ahead, Joe. Yes,
now?
You can. Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I just want to apologize to the great BT.
Look at this shit right here.
But everybody know he is the king of all kings when it comes to grudge racing. And whatever he say goes. Hey, he is a motherfucker of his grudge,
man.
I am truly, truly sorry
for upsetting you. So therefore, BT, when we do come out, don't take no pictures of it. Don't put it on none of your videos.
I will not. I will not, because you got a thing to do with it.
Thank
that's
you, BT. Thank you, motherfucker.
Boy, y'all wild.
Hey, man, y'all wild, man. Y'all
hey, wild. They got what they want, because they got a lot of calls on that goddamn board with the hands up.
You ain't going to do shit.
They got a lot of them on there.
Now,
hey,
what,
Joe.
What you, yeah, go
hey,
ahead,
Peter,
go ahead.
I know the other side they was dodging, too. They was dodging the gangster Monte Carlo out of Atlanta, hot riding them.
Oh, okay. See, I ain't never heard of that car.
Hey, when,
yeah.
How long that
cop
been burnt
up, man?
You don't know
anything
either,
though, bitch.
Hey,
oh, so don't.
That
so I don't.
Well,
I don't.
Hey,
that's
man,
why I asked you.
Hey,
that's
man,
why I asked
hold
you.
Hold on, man. Listen to this. Watch this shit. How long that cop been burnt up?
Oh, shit.
Making that
shit,
man.
How long that cop been burnt up, Rick?
I think about a year now, I think.
Man, you a motherfucking liar, Will. You just like your daddy. And you know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm saying how long it's been burnt up.
Hey,
huh?
Hey, but I'm gonna say this, man, and I'm not down there in the South, so I don't know all the inner workings of what's going on down there. But I will say this: when the Gangsta Boo whooped those two class cars, that ain't never happened before. Of the notoriety and the nonsense that it brought. I don't say nonsense, but. The big splash that did when that cop beat those two class cars in Macon.
Well, Bill, hey, Bill,
yeah.
I done beat those two cars in class races.
Hold on, let's talking in BC. You gonna talk?
I beat two cars in class races.
Okay.
I done
beat
Jack
yeah.
in a class race before. Mm-hmm. I done beat Chad in a class race before.
Yeah, but
I ain't never beat.
But I'm saying, but when you did do that, do that, it didn't blow up like when they did it.
Right, because they beat them in a little shootout, but they ain't beat them
yeah,
in no good.
Yeah, because
we're
all in the same caliber cars. That's why
well,
it was a big deal.
Let me remind you where it was something right quick.
It was the fastest
mm-hmm.
people
right.
out of there. It wasn't the fastest.
Right.
Was the
I gave you props for that. I gave you props for that. I'm giving you props for that.
Yeah, y'all ain't never got to give us nothing, man. We gonna do like we done when we first came on scene. We take it every motherfucking thing. Believe that. Now, good night.
Well, bye. Sit here, Bill. Let me remind you of something. If you notice, soon as that race happened, after that race happened, Duck came on Dog Show. Dougley Long came on Dog Show. He said he can't believe it. And he said he wouldn't have bet that Joe Nell won't show up, goddamn it. He'll put out $15,000 for him to shoot at the run Shane Stack again.
But you know what? But that's not saying. First of all, BT, that really ain't saying that because he did the same thing about Stevie Jackson and the boy up here, the boy up here that real fat. But hold on. BT. First of all, you saying why Joe saying something? People saying why the hell are you saying something? You ain't got no damn car. You on a grudge race. So, but hold on. But people. Hold on, but I'm going to be 100. Some people like to hear you talk. So, therefore, they let you talk. But when it comes to grudge racing, you shouldn't, when you talk about somebody that don't have a car, you don't have a car. So, you tell him he should be quiet. You should be quiet, you know? So, it goes both ways. Well, it can't go just one way. This can't go your way.
What I'm telling you is, you look at the facts, man. I don't want to go my way. I'm talking about looking at the facts. Look at the fact. The fact still remains.
What's the fact?
He ducked the goddamn grudge race. He ducked the grudge race. If you ain't a Jeep out it on 29, he's not going to race you. If that ain't ducking, what the hell?
That ain't ducking.
No,
that ain't ducking. That ain't ducking. That ain't ducking.
That's ducking.
You staying in your class.
That's
no, ducking. That ain't ducking.
Nah, that's ducking. You're going to be the baddest G-body, most fearless guy. That's ducking, man.
Hold on, BT. Hold on, let me let Wick finish what he said. What'd you say, Wick?
I said, that's ducking, man. They were ducking me now. I don't know about them other cars, but I truly believe I wouldn't even say it if I didn't believe that for real. They were ducking me, man. Well, ducking me. I asked them to race at your race. When we first got there, they said, man, we coming to go against the North, the South against the North. I said, all right, I want to get that understood before y'all get over here and tell me
the
way inside
the race. Let me tell him how it is.
I tried.
Tony told him that.
Well, you ain't going to race, so I had to ask them all, and your brother said it too. Travis said it too.
Well, don't say, hey, that past shit, we gonna that's in the past. Okay, if we don't, if we decide not to run you this year, what's the big deal? We gonna do what's best for us, man. We won't give a fuck if none of y'all
put some
own long like.
Put some long lips on the front of that motherfucking end.
That we gonna do. Now, if y'all don't do the best for y'all, that's y'all business. I can care less what y'all do.
The two times that you said that you was at them, they said the first time was at Hood City, and they said they wanted to run a big low for the belt or whatever.
Now, we
wasn't
ready to run with the car.
Okay.
We just bought the car in December. We was not ready to run with.
Shit, I thought that had out for the shootout and stuff.
No, we had, man, we just brought the car out, made 3 hits with it in Brazen, and brought the car back out to Fat Tuesday.
Y'all say y'all should have brought it now.
Hey, we fuck the past. We going to annihilate your motherfucking ass this year. And that's one thing you can believe.
Y'all goddamn it. Y'all going to have a goddamn, y'all going to have some shit on y'all head now.
I'm going to tell you something.
T5 and Big Low won a few races. Donye won a race, lost one. Let me see, who else to race? T5. Oh, Fastback Gaston won a few races.
That was last year.
Did they just win? You don't consider shootouts a race?
Nah, not no Grudge
race, man. Oh, Grudge race. Well, dude, we only seven weeks in the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You asked the same question about
Prime
Time.
You got them
whole show about
Prime
Time.
Oh.
And then that lock-up pay-up kick, I don't consider that no
good. No, hell no, that ain't no win. That ain't no win.
You want to wait for Tony to get off the phone to bring that man up? You should have
brought
that shit up with
Tony
on the phone.
Like I said, Tony. Hey, Joe, what the fuck you want to say? He ain't tell Tony Connor on the phone. What the fuck you hear? Hey, Joe, matter of fact, I got a motherfucker over there in Texas. When you get ready, boy, hey, I got a motherfucker over there with a 12-8, boy, will get right into your ass, boy. You hear me? Now, take no plan. Call me before you leave out Texas. Watch your ass get the gap.
Yeah, I tell Tony, that's what he said. I'm just telling you, I don't do the damn lock up.
No, you don't count them as wins. But I mean, only one been racing. A lot of us, BET Grudge Inc. is up from up north. Some of us down south. Only one been racing, and Grudge Inc. is basically Big Low and the Florida Boys. They've been holding it down for us. So you know, get with us in June, or get us when they come up here. To little Tony race and
all y'all motherfuckers together ain't gonna goddamn outwin goddamn 901 in prime time. We'll put 901 prime time.
Man, you a damn fool. And you, well, how much you want to bet? Hold on. How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? You put the two up. Hold on.
That ain't what he said.
You need help. See, that's the problem. That's the problem. You need, but ain't no, that ain't what you said. How we need help? Ain't nobody get, hey, BET.
Hey, y'all, hold on.
Hey, y'all, hold on.
What the fuck you mean?
Y'all,
Hold on one second. How is it now that all of a sudden it done turned into us versus them? Let's say this.
It's been that day because that's what you did. That's what you did earlier, man. You started the show at that us as they. That's what you did.
When I started the show, and I want to make sure everybody understand what I'm saying. When I started my show, I told everybody why and what I did. Now, if BET, if you want to create a us versus them, do it on your show, on your night. Now, I was nice enough to invite you on, and you can have a voice. But that us versus them shit and trying to stand behind, do that shit on your show, man. Now, when I got Tony Bynes on, I had a conversation with Tony Bynes, and I told him directly what I was saying. I don't need no damn parrot trying to tell me what the fuck I'm doing.
Now, hey, Jay Bob,
If
now I don't want to go against, in prime time, go against Grudge Inc., man, you wouldn't have a one goddamn show. You'll go bankrupt. You wouldn't have a one show a month.
All right. That may be true. But you know what I'm going to do for that week? I'm gonna let that bullshit that somebody's trying to start. Cause last time me and you talked, you was grudging. So now I don't understand this damn conversation.
I'm a part of grudging. I'm just not no member. I'm not a member. I'm a part of grudging.
That's all we have. But now I don't know. But now again, if this is your way of being scared of Tony Bynes, that's fine, Wick. But don't. I mean, we ain't trying to
make any money with it.
If you scared of Tony,
all of a sudden,
everybody raising like hell, everybody having a good time, and then y'all let a damn agitator come on and start fucking around.
We just having fun, Jay.
Let me tell you about that. You got to be careful about some people because they kind of keep shit stirred, and they get paid to keep shit stirred. That's why I don't like it, man. You know, you got some people that's standing behind, want to make division between people, man. Because when it's division, when there's division between everybody, they benefit. Or it ain't that they benefit, they just don't want this shit to move forward. So I ain't gonna play that game. You know, when me and Tony talked, and we had fun, we said what we said, Tony, you know, and that moved on, man. So I don't wanna get into that, you know.
Nah, okay then. Well, we just were having fun, man. We weren't, you know, trying to get no shit stuff. Same way you be talking about shit, you just be having fun, I thought.
Yeah, I do, but it's certain agitators, man. It's agitators that create a situation, and it'll be bad. But I mean, I want to have some fun with it, so let's move on. But we got about damn 10 minutes. We got damn guests on. We got guests on. We showing all panties and every damn thing. Not just for that shit. I'm been with damn Tony Bynes against your head. Just for that shit. Nah, how about that shit?
I guess you will. You don't want but one show, I guess.
I'm gonna call Tony, and I'm going in the pot with his ass now. Goddamn it, I'm going to get your ass.
You better goddamn. Which show you gonna keep on? I know. Yeah, Buck Naked probably just keep his show on. He the best one.
I see something else. I see DJ Grant mic is open. He ain't said shit all night, so I know it's a problem right there. I see that.
Man, you know that motherfucker better not say. He know not to say nothing when I'm on here. That motherfucker scared of me.
We just see that video when we did the big dude up in Chicago. We was
all stupid
motherfucker.
Somebody don't like him.
Yeah, boy, you got about 4 more callers on there. You got 10 minutes. You better try to get them in.
But naked.
Shut the hell up, boy.
But naked. Your damn show is tomorrow. Your damn show is tomorrow.
And leave my damn boy alone. You're the wrong motherfucking thing on this show. Shut the fuck up and go say some cop.
Hey, boy, make me hang up on your ass, boy. And then have that boy to commentate on my own for
us. Why are you crying on this motherfucker? I have you calling Clark and calling Jay. Man, will y'all tell Miss Tiffany don't leave me alone?
Man,
calling me, homie.
Hey,
you gotta
be pulling up Alabama and everywhere else with their hands up. We're gonna have something very special for you boys when y'all come back up here, man. You can believe that.
And I'm gonna up the damn pot on
Wick's ass.
I need somebody to knock his ass off quick. Hey, you keep up in that damn bounty, you go. You ain't gonna have one show.
Hey, Jay, Don Jay gonna take care of that on the 7th. Believe that.
Okay.
Don Jay gonna take care of that on the 7th.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Jay Bond, what's up, man?
All right.
Hey, don't hold the attic, Jay Bond. Huh? Oh, the energy.
Slow down, man. Slow down, talking, man. Slow down.
I can't slow down these car fares over here. You tell somebody your cab to slow down. I don't tell me to slow down. I'm my little
man. Slow down, man. Slow down. Every car y'all got over there ain't saying.
Hey, I'm gone, man.
That motorcycle you got ain't fast.
Yeah. Yeah, we're bringing that bike back up there too, Biz.
Oh, you gonna be? You know what? I have something for you on that bike then. Nah,
Biz, tell that dude who come with three little handed ball to tell him we want to run him.
Who?
Some dude up there we was gonna raise. We got on the line. He said he wanted to spray. We said, okay, go ahead and spray. We're gonna run on motor. We get on the line. He tell him, hold up, three little got my ball. He said, what the hell, dude?
Hey, tell me how the bike sits so I can get something to sit like you. It's a 1200, 1400.
It's a 1000 on motor, street tie, street, you know, street bike, 1000 on motor.
Okay.
And clutch.
And y'all will run a bike that spray?
Yeah, we'll run a bike on spray that's 1000.
What about a turbo?
I don't know. Hell no.
We got a little turbo on that jump.
I don't know. We'll see when we get there. We might try his ass.
Okay.
Yeah, we might try his
ass. It's a booster? It's a booster?
No, it's a 1000.
Oh, okay.
Suzuki.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will y'all run a hot booster? Will y'all ran a hot booster?
Yeah, we will run a booster.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll run a
booster. Now, what kind of car
did
you got? Did you run a car?
Yeah, I got a car. Yeah, Nardo, I got a car.
I got a car. We got the predator for his car.
No, get a small block. Now you ain't gonna trick me this time. Get a small block for me. I got a small block.
I hope that small block ready, boy. God damn.
Yeah, get that small block ready.
J-Bone got two race cars too, because I ain't telling nobody.
Why your people not ready, J-Bone?
I'm looking at snow right now.
That's why we ain't
racing.
I'm looking at
2 inches
of snow.
Hey, listen to me, J-Bone. I took CC up at the airport, right? He gonna try to, I was laughing with him, joking with him in the truck. What's going on, Jimmy? I just said, shit, you got a big race in your hand, man. You gonna be all right? I asked him, you gonna be all right? We went on down to the road.
They ain't running out of time. J-Ball, you must be gone again. He left the show for you, Buttnecker. You know, you the guest. Buttnecker, you want to do final thoughts? Buttnecker, you want to do final thoughts? Let me go to the top. And we got about 3 minutes. Dave Floyd, you want to mention about the race again?
Yeah. Just hope everybody can come out. Gonna be a good race. That's pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. I'll holler at you in the morning then. And I'll bring it up on my show tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it. Tight man, you got any final thoughts? Pipe man. I guess he don't. Dog, you got any final thoughts?
Yeah, watch out for all them deers.
Biz, you got a final thought?
Yeah, man. Let's keep it racing. Let's keep it 100.
Hey, I see all you boys down there Saturday, man. Hope for a good flight and some good racing on Saturday. Hope my car be there.
Okay, Ben. I'll be down there.
We know you will, Buck Nigga, but your goddamn car won't.
Yeah, it will. DJ Grant, you got any thoughts?
It's 2013. Just do what you say you're going to do. Keep it racing and let's get it.
Homeboy.
Hey, something is wrong, though. I thought they was lying about DJ Grant. I ain't never know DJ Grant to stay that goddamn long without laughing at least all night.
I'm quiet. Let me tell you something, dog. I'm quiet for a good reason.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to talk. When it's time for me to talk, I'm going to talk. I'm going to shut the fuck up
there
right
you
now.
Go.
But when I
good,
start
man.
Talking, then you'll know some.
Oh, shit.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow night. Let me go down and get the other guy. Wait, you got any final thoughts?
I thought you was going to see Mars 7.
So what now?
I thought you were going to see DJ Mars 7. You said Mars 9.
Who said something about seeing DJ? I said tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. My bad.
I got a pair of brand new pink panties. If goddamn it, Buck Naked make one round, I'm gonna run down the middle of the track for 2 hours.
You might well get ready, goddamn it. You might well get ready. Mississippi Joe,
I ain't got no Mississippi Joe, your turn.
You got any final thoughts?
Good night, Buck Naked. Find you some business.
Oh yeah. Well, we had about 4 more mics to open up. I'm gonna hold them guys up right quick. Before we get out of here. 334-7896.
Hey, Buck Naked.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, we gotta make it snappy. We got a couple minutes.
He tried to act like he don't know who that is. You know who that is, Buck Naked.
I don't know what the hell that is. That was my age, Buck Naked.
That's who that chocolate,
I don't know what the hell that is. 843-8848.
Hey, Buck Naked.
All right. 219-1065. All right. I guess I'll go ahead and let Jay Vaughn say something, then we're going to get on out of here. Jay, what you got to say? You, since you're back on the show, start eating them potato chips. What you got to say? Your final thought.
But, nigga, how it feel to be on a real damn show?
It feels goddamn good to be on everybody's show. You come on tomorrow night.
You don't just playing my damn show. You didn't want to go. But, nigga, I know goddamn. But listen, you sitting in my lap holding. You sitting in my lap holding the steering wheel. Don't wiggle your ass too much. Now go up in there. So be quiet. Be still.
Man, y'all want to go with that gay shit, boy. Y'all be right in the Shawshank, goddammit.
Goddamn, Jay, that's some fucked up shit, Jay.
Yeah, it is. You can't even go goddamn see about the baby with them tape chips. I ain't going to do shit for him no more.
Hey, that's some fucked up shit there, man.
With that being said, y'all tune in to DJ and Butt Naked tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Everything going pretty good, and we'll see y'all then. Have a nice night.
One, three, four, six, three.